I surrender, oh, oh, my Lord, I surrender, I surrender, oh, 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 to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. One more time. Let's sit down while we sing the last time. Hallelujah. I surrender. Oh Lord, I want to surrender all to you right here and now, my Lord. I surrender. Oh, take hold of my being, my Lord. Oh, to thee, my blessed Savior. Surrender all to you, my Lord.
Good morning, saints, brothers and sisters. The testimony is just a testimony and thanking God for what he has done. Those are the two things on my testimony. I myself, I think most of the saints, they know and how I was when I was walking. You know, I was thinking this morning how I walked and how I longed to see my children and my family. I went back to think what Jesus done for me. I never ever came to this pulpit to thank him. I walked so strong like a man, and I limped, but Christ gave me strength. Today I can stand here and say, Jesus, you're a wonderful God. Amen. You are so precious to me because you've given me so much life. You've given me everything to thank you. Amen. When I look at my children, I see them. I see myself in them. I see the rebellion, the way I rebelled against my own grandmother when I was a boy. And I ask, Lord, forgive these children. Because I was once there. Please, Lord, give them strength that they may see the light. Amen. That one day Christ may be in them. That their friends that they have may see Christ in them too. And they may be able to be convinced and walk with Jesus in them. Amen. The Lord is a wonderful and a wonderful, precious Savior. If only you could get a glimpse of him. If only you could get a touch of him. I tell you, brothers, you would never want anything more. I was a rebellious man. So many brothers, they know me here. They know I would do many things that are unspeakable. But today I have Christ. I can come here, I can hold a Bible. I can come here, I can listen to a message in my car. I can kneel down on the side of my bed and I can ask for peace. Peace that I could never ever have. Jesus, I want to say thank you just for what you've done for me. My life is a changed life. I'm in the process of being changed, yes. But I know one day I will stand there in the glory of the Lord and be able to thank him. Brothers and sisters, let us have unity in this house. There's nothing more than unity in Christ Jesus. You may think that it's a thing that you think it's just an ordinary thing. But I'll tell you, unity in the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ is the most powerful thing that ever can happen to you. Please, brothers, be united. Please, sisters, be with us. My daughters, My little daughter and my son here, be friends with those that believe in Christ, with worshippers. You'll never know what they can give you. Brothers, I thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, Sister Bibish comes. I surrender. Oh, let's surrender all to him. my heart, take it now, Lord, I surrender. Oh, oh, to Thee, my blessed Savior. Oh, Lord, I want to surrender, oh, to You, my Lord.
Avec mon sauveur, non jamais tout seul, non jamais tout seul. Jésus, mon sauveur, me garde, jamais ne m'aide cesser. Non, jamais tout seul. Non, jamais tout seul. Jésus, mon sauveur, me garde. Je ne suis jamais tout seul. L'aube ma ne lui qu'au beau jour, Jésus ma lumière, m'éclairait toujours. Quand je perds des vies, la soeur adieuse, à travers la nuit, Jésus me montre le ciel. Non, jamais tout seul. Non, Jésus, mon sauveur, me garde, jamais ne me laisse seul. Non, jamais tout seul. Non, jamais tout seul. Jésus, mon sauveur, garde, je ne suis jamais tout seul. Les dangers accourent, si tu inconnis, des prêts ils m'entourent. Jésus, qui dans mon voyage me rédissez moi, ne crains rien, courage, je suis toujours avec toi. Jamais tout seul. celle. Non, jamais tout seul. Jésus, mon sauveur, me garde. Je ne suis jamais tout seul.
Amen. Alléluia. All these things, it's a sweet-smelling savor to the Lord. Amen. Amen. My daughter asked me a good question this morning. She was asking, she says, what's the all-seeing eye? She was thinking it's the Illuminati and all that. I was telling her, the all-seeing eye is God. It's God watching you. What does that song mean? But many times we think of the bad. But even when we're in bad, God watches over us. God protects us. He keeps us. You see, if you look back in your life, when you first came to Dublin, how God brought you, you could see him, and at a certain point you lost him. But if you just go back where you lost him, and pick up again from where you lost him, and everything becomes real. That's why when we come and we sing and we do all these things, all we're doing is trying to reconnect you to your maker. You see, when you're reconnected, you can go out there again. And the whole week, every day can be a day with Christ. Amen. Let's sing that song. We'll sing two songs together. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Amen. Like Brother Tony was saying, it's good when we give testimony to God. We give praise for the things he's done. There's many things we could give, but we'll leave it. I'll leave mine till the first. Many testimonies that God has done for me in this year, and I praise God for them all. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Yesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna wakuchina. Hakuna wo. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Yesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Aku aku china namanya manya kwese ndatendera kwese aku no aku namanya manya kwese ndatwaka. Oh, na tenderera, kwese aku aku. Oh, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like his. There's no one like him. There's no one like, oh, like Jesus. There's no one. Oh, I've searched all over. I've looked all over. I searched all over. There's no one like it. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Yesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Yesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna. These are the days of Elijah. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are days of the trials, of darkness and famine and sword. Still we are the voice in the desert, crying, repay the way of the Lord. Behold.
Lord, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like a sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's year of Jubilee. Out on Zion's hill, salvation calls.
Hallelujah.
And these are the days of Ezekiel. The dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David rebuilding the temple. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white as the wool. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation calls. Behold, he comes shining on, shining like a sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. Year of Jubilee, out of salvation comes. Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Oh, to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust in him. In his presence daily live. I surrender, oh Lord, I surrender all my selfishness and all my wickedness. I surrender myself to you, my Lord. Oh, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Oh, to Jesus, I surrender. Oh, to Jesus, I surrender. Humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasure, oh, forsake him. Take me, Jesus, take. I surrender, oh, my Lord, I surrender. Oh, I surrender, brought to you, my Lord. Oh, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Oh, to Jesus, I surrender. Oh, to Jesus, I surrender. Be saved. I surrender all to you, my Lord and Savior. Oh, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Amen. If that is from your heart, then you're in a good condition for the new year. I surrender all. Saints, let's come to a time of prayer this morning before we do anything. We've got quite a busy program today. Some good things, some not so good. But everything is necessary in the house of the Lord. So let's all put ourselves before the Lord. Lay yourself before Him. Let it not just be a song, but let it be a prayer. From your heart to say, Lord, today, I surrender all. Make me, Savior, wholly thine. That you may feel the holy flame and the joy of his salvation. That you might say, glory, glory to his name. Let's all commit ourselves to the Lord. Father, we thank you upon this day that you've given us an opportunity, Lord, to gather as your people, to come under the blood upon this day. Father, so needy every day.
Lord, you are Lord Savior. Father, Lord, do us, Lord. Lord, Father, and not hear us, Lord, Savior God. We desire to be, Lord, both, Lord, in this time, Savior God. Give us thy grace and give us thy grace, Lord, even upon this morning we pray.
We pray, Lord. Father, we do thank you, Lord. Just giving ourselves to thee, Lord, at this time. Thank you, Father, for this day, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you for wonderful sunshine, Lord, that Father would guide us upon the way. Let it not just be outside, Lord, but let it be even inside of our souls. And even, Lord, as our sister would sing a new song unto thee, let there be a new song inside of our souls upon this day. Be glorified, we ask and pray, Father, and everything that would be done upon this day, we just want that your will would be done. Father, grant grace, grant mercy, Lord, to every person that Father has gathered under this roof, Lord. Let your mercy be our portion. Father, we come by the way of the blood. We come in the name of through Jesus Christ, Lord. We consecrate ourselves to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen, saints. Just wanted first to greet our visitors. Brother James' friend Hernan is with us today. Where is Hernan? Ah, Hernan, God bless you. How are you doing? It's nice to see you. God bless you, bro. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. It's good to be with you once again. Brother Billy, Sister Rachel's brother from Cork.
Billy, le frère de Sœur Rachel.
Billy, God bless you. Welcome once again. And also from Lithuania, we have Simona and Gertrudes. God bless you. We do greet you as well, saints. And also Richard and T are visiting us as well. Where are they? God bless you, brothers, there as well. So to every one of the visitors, please feel at home. This is the house of the Lord. There's no strangers in his house. It's wonderful that we've come together today. Let's stand. Let's read Leviticus chapter 1.
Leviticus chapter 1.
The wife gave me a nice computer, a new one for Christmas, but it seems to be not working as I stand in the pulpits. While we pray, we'll have to pray for the computer to come back on again. Let's read Leviticus chapter 1 in the meantime.
Leviticus chapter 1.
We want to speak again of the law of the burnt offerings.
Nous voulons parler de la loi de l'Holocauste.
Part 2, the burnt offering. Please, brother, you could just try to get it going there, brother. I don't know what's happening there. Leviticus 1, verse 1. And the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, that's Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And it shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. And he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priests, Aaron's son, shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall flay, that's to skin, the burnt offering, and cut it in it into his pieces. And the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head, the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But his innards and his legs shall he wash with water. And the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless his word. You may be seated. Thanks, Brother George. We do appreciate that, brother. We're really glad you may be seated. We're glad today we have a baptism today.
De l'autre côté,
we're so happy that our sister Angel wants to be baptized, Brother Maxwell's daughter.
Notre soeur Ange qui va être
baptisée. I find it really precious coming to the end of the year.
À la fin de l'année.
Just personally to me, it's been a wonderful end to the year. The
pour
last
moi,
few months,
c'est une très bonne fin d'année.
I really do appreciate the Lord.
J'ai vraiment
it was a hard year.
C'était une année très difficile.
But the Lord is good.
Mais Dieu est bon.
He is good to Israel, the Bible says.
Il est Dieu
even to them that have a clean heart.
À ceux qui ont un cœur
and the Lord says, I will restore, saith the Lord.
Et le Seigneur a dit, je restaurerai.
And I'm trusting in him because already to me he's restored so many things.
Je crois parce que pour moi, il a beaucoup
restauré. And may he continue his wonderful work.
Et continue son
we had a full house at Christmas time.
Et pendant
we had about 17 people
Noël.
In our house. People sleeping in every room.
Il y a des gens partout dans la maison.
But we had real wonderful fellowship.
Mais on avait un très bon,
Brother George
un
came
bon
with
communion.
His guitar.
Frère George
we had worship. It was real wonderful time.
C'était un temps très merveilleux.
You know, fellowship is so important, saints. It's a
et
real, real good thing.
Communion est une très bonne chose.
So let's get into our topic, the mystery of the burnt offering.
Le mystère
if
de
you can put our slides, brother, please.
Si on peut mettre les diapositives.
I'm just going to use one slide here today. Just to speak about the book of Leviticus. So this is our topic, the mystery of the burnt offering.
Le sujet, c'est le mystère de l'Holocauste.
We know that Genesis
nous savons qu'en Genèse,
is the book that shows us the fall.
La Genèse nous montre la chute.
It speaks to us of the fall of man.
Il nous parle de la chute de l'homme.
Exodus speaks to us of redemption.
L'Exode parle de la rédemption.
That God came to redeem his people from Egypt.
Que Dieu vint racheter son peuple de l'Égypte.
To deliver them.
Pour les délivrer.
They came, there was redemption by blood.
La rédemption
redemption
par
by power.
La rédemption par la
and
puissance.
God redeemed his people.
Et Dieu racheta son
brought
peuple.
Them out of Egypt.
Les fait sortir
and brought them into the promised land.
Et les amena dans la terre
so Exodus promise. Speaks of redemption.
L'Exode parle de la rédemption.
Then once the Lord had brought his people
une fois que
into
Dieu a amené
the promised land,
dans la terre promise,
he now wanted to institute
maintenant,
worship
maintenant il voulait instituer l'adoration.
And service.
Et le service.
So the book of Leviticus
et le livre de Lévitique
is the book of service and worship.
C'est le livre de service.
God has now taken his people.
Et Dieu prend son peuple.
The prophet says they were the people of God in Egypt.
Et Dieu dit que c'est, les prophètes disent,
but when God redeemed them
mais quand Dieu les rachète,
and separated them
et les sépare,
they became the church of God.
Ils deviennent l'église de
they
Dieu.
Became church Israel in the wilderness.
Ils deviennent l'église Israël dans le désert.
And God now established the tabernacle in their midst.
Et Dieu établit son tabernacle.
God came to dwell in the midst of his people.
Dieu vient habiter au milieu de son
and
peuple.
He made his people
et il fit de son
a
peuple
nation of priests, he said.
Une nation de sacrificateurs.
He wanted his people to be a holy nation.
Et il voulait qu'ils soient une nation sainte.
A peculiar people.
Un peuple particulier.
That everybody would minister to the Lord.
Chacun servirait le Seigneur.
But the people needed to know how to worship.
Mais les gens avaient besoin de savoir
how to serve.
Comment servir.
Because God is very particular in the way that he does things.
Parce que Dieu est particulier de la manière dont il fait
you don't
choses.
Just serve God the way that you want to serve God.
Vous ne servez pas Dieu comme vous l'entendez.
That's what Cain did.
C'est ce que Caïn
and
fait.
The Lord had no respect unto his offering.
Et Dieu n'honora pas son offrande.
And there was no divine response.
Et il n'y avait pas de réponse divine.
And there was no blessing from on high.
Et il n'y avait pas de bénédiction.
But God has a very particular way
et Dieu a une voie particulière
for people to approach him.
Pour que les gens
for people to
lui,
worship him.
Pour que les gens l'adorent.
That if you wanted to bring an offering,
et si vous voulez amener une offrande,
you've got to come God's provided way.
Vous devez venir selon la voie
you don't come your
Dieu.
Own way.
Vous ne venez pas selon
and the book of Leviticus, as we said at the communion service,
et le livre de Lévitique, comme l'avons dit,
out of all the books of the Bible,
parmi tous les livres
the
de la
book
Bible,
of Leviticus has the most direct words of God.
Le livre de Lévitique, c'est les paroles propres de Dieu.
Out of all the books of the Bible,
parmi tous les livres de la Bible,
it was thus saith the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses. And God was showing the people.
Et il montrait aux gens,
if you want to approach me, this is how you approach me.
Voici la voie
this correct. Is how the priests must be consecrated.
Voici comment le sacrificateur
this is how the priesthood must dress.
Voici comment il doit s'habiller.
This is how the priests must conduct themselves in the house of God.
Voici comment ils doivent se comporter.
Because friends, God is a God of order. And the reason many of us have lost the victory is we don't respect order. We come to church late. We come in the middle of the song worship. We don't go for prayer meetings. God is a God of order. And if you want to meet God, meet Him in His divine order. Consecrate yourselves. Worship Him in an acceptable way.
Adorez-le d'une manière acceptable.
So in the first five chapters of Leviticus,
les premiers et cinq premiers chapitres de Lévitique,
God now lays out the five offerings that He'll accept from His people.
Dieu établit les cinq offrandes qu'il va accepter de son peuple.
I'll just go straight there. There we are. The Levitical offerings. I'll just show the slide before we get in the topic because this topic was really helping me recently.
Ce sujet m'a vraiment beaucoup aidé dernièrement.
The first three offerings, the first three chapters of Leviticus,
les trois premiers chapitres de Lévitique,
are the sweet savor offerings.
Il parle des offrandes de bonne odeur.
Each of these is a sweet savor, it says unto the Lord, if you offer it in the right way.
Toutes ces offrandes offertes de bonne manière sont de bonne
the first
odeur
one is the burnt offering, which we're looking at again today.
Le premier, c'est l'holocauste.
The second one was the meal or the meat offering.
Deuxième, c'est l'offrande de chair.
And the third one was the peace offering.
Le troisième, c'est l'offrande de paix.
Each of these was a voluntary offering.
Chacune de ces offrandes était volontaire.
These were free will offerings.
C'était des offrandes volontaires.
And if you offered it from a willing heart,
et si vous l'offrez d'un cœur,
and you came the right way with these offerings,
de plein cœur et vous venez de la bonne
they
manière,
were sweet savor unto the Lord.
Il y avait une bonne odeur devant
and
le
they
Seigneur.
Would bring down the blessings of God
et cela amenait les bénédictions
upon
du Seigneur.
The offerers if you offer it the right
way.
Then chapter 4 and chapter 5 speak of the sin offerings. These were not voluntary offerings. Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we sin every day. The prophet says we backslide every day. So these were compulsory offerings. The sin offering and the trespass offering. Now I'll just explain just briefly, we'll get to it sometime by the grace of God, what each of these stands for. The burnt offering, as we'll see again today, speaks of consecrating ourselves. Bringing yourself, all that you are, your body, your soul, and your spirit, and laying it upon His altar. It's the consecration of yourself. The meal offering speaks of the consecration of what we have.
Parle de la consécration de ce
you'd bring of your harvest, you'd bring of your wheat, whatever it was.
Vous amenez votre blé.
You'd bring a portion to the Lord.
Vous amenez une portion au Seigneur.
The priest would take a handful,
le prêtre va prendre une poignée,
mix it with incense and oil,
le mélanger avec de l'encens
and
et de
burn it on the altar.
Et va le brûler sur
the rest of it would go to the priest. They
et
could
le
eat
reste
it.
Va aller auprès du sacrificateur.
So that speaks of the consecration of what God has given you, the fruits of your labors.
Ça parle de la consécration de ce que Dieu t'a donné.
Both of these, remember, are voluntary offerings.
Dieu appelle cela l'offrande.
God is never going to force you to do anything.
Dieu ne va pas te forcer de le faire.
If you want to worship the Lord,
si vous voulez adorer le Seigneur,
if you want to lay yourself upon the altar,
si vous voulez
to consecrate yourself,
vous consacrer à l'autel.
It's from your soul, the Bible says.
Cela vient de
a voluntary offering from the soul.
C'est une offrande volontaire.
That's when it becomes a sweet savor offering before the Lord.
C'est pour cela que cela est de bonne odeur.
And if you want to bring your tithes and bring your offerings,
et si vous voulez amener vos dîmes et
and
vos
use your resources, your car,
et utiliser vos
your time,
votre voiture, votre
your mobile phone,
votre téléphone,
your computer, votre ordinateur. You want to use those things for the glory of God.
Vous voulez les utiliser pour la
you
gloire
want
de
these
Dieu.
Things to be a meal offering.
Vous voulez que cela soit une offrande de farine.
If you do it from your heart,
si vous le faites de votre cœur,
it's going to be a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord.
Cela sera d'une bonne odeur.
And it's going to bring the blessing of God down upon your
et
offering.
Cela va faire descendre les bénédictions de Dieu.
Then
sur
the
vous.
Peace offering.
Alors, l'offrande de paix
speaks of reconciliation.
Parle de la réconciliation.
You are not reconciled by the peace offering.
Vous n'êtes pas réconcilié par
you're reconciled by the sin offering or the trespass offering.
Vous êtes réconcilié à l'aide de l'offrande de péché.
But the peace offering was a thanksgiving.
Mais l'offrande de paix, c'était
to say, Lord, I thank you that I'm reconciled to you once again.
Seigneur, je te remercie parce que je me suis
like our sister will be offering now.
C'est que notre sœur
sister Faith will be offering now a peace offering.
Sœur Faith va offrir l'offrande
she's come
de paix.
By the way of the sin offering.
Elle a donné l'offrande de péché.
She's put her sins under the blood.
Elle a placé son péché
now
sur le
she's
sang.
Back in fellowship with God.
Maintenant, elle est en
she's back
avec
in
Dieu.
Fellowship with the saints.
Elle est retournée en communion avec
she
les
is
saints.
Now a candidate that she can offer a peace offering.
Maintenant, elle peut offrir une offrande
to say, Lord, I thank you that I'm reconciled Dieu to you
Seigneur,
once again.
Je te remercie parce que
I thank you that I was separated by my sin.
Je m'étais séparé à cause
but
de mon
by
sin.
Your grace,
mais par ta grâce,
I'm able to come boldly unto the throne of mercy once again.
Avec assurance maintenant devant le trône
I'm so grateful for fellowship with your people.
Je suis reconnaissant pour la communion
I'm so grateful for your blessing once again in my soul.
Je te remercie pour ta bénédiction encore une fois.
That's what the peace offering was.
C'est ce qu'était l'offrande
it was
de
a,
paix.
An offering of gratitude.
C'était une offrande de
speaking
gratitude.
Speaking of renewed communion once again.
Parlant de la communion
reconciliation.
De plus, la réconciliation.
That's why each of these offerings had a purpose.
Chacune de ces offrandes avait
depending
un
on your circumstances. You would come and bring these offerings before the Lord.
Vous venez offrir, présenter ces offrandes
now the last two offerings were,
les deux
as we say, compulsory.
Étaient obligatoires.
The sin offering.
L'offrande du péché.
You would offer it for sins made against God.
Vous allez les offrir contre, pour les péchés contre
when you
Dieu.
Sinned against God.
Si vous avez péché
when
contre
you transgressed
Dieu,
His word.
Si vous avez transgressé contre sa parole.
You would bring a sin offering.
Vous allez amener l'offrande
you'd bring a bullock, whatever
péché.
It was. The blood would be shed.
Taureau, le sang devait être
you would lay your hands upon the sacrifice.
Vous allez placer vos mains sur le sacrifice.
Confess your sins in the presence of the blood.
Confessez vos péchés devant le sang.
And the Lord would forgive you.
Et le Seigneur va vous pardonner.
Now, the trespass offering
l'offrande
is very similar.
Était similaire.
But the trespass offering is for sins against man.
La deuxième, l'offrande de transgression, c'était pour
or if you sin against holy things.
Ou contre les choses saintes.
If you accidentally
si, par accident,
transgress his order.
Tu transgresses l'ordre.
Or if you sin against man.
Ou si tu pèches contre quelqu'un.
You'd bring a trespass offering.
Vous amenez l'offrande de transgression.
So each of these offerings had a purpose.
Chacune de ces offrandes
you would see a need.
Vous allez voir un besoin.
And Jehovah in his grace and by his mercy.
Et vous venez par sa grâce
being
par
the
sa
God of redemption.
Lui étant le Dieu de la rédemption.
You know the book of Leviticus, it's an amazing fact.
Vous savez, le livre de Lévitique, c'est
the Jews have shown
et Jésus a montré
that every seventh letter of the whole book of Leviticus
que chaque,
every seventh letter
chaque septième lettre dans tout le livre de Lévitique
throughout the whole book
dans tout, au travers
spells
de tout le
the name of Jehovah.
Parle du nom de Jehovah.
YHVH. YHVH, Jehovah.
Y-H-W-H.
That's his redemptive name.
C'est son nom de
the redemption. Whole book is interlaced with his redemptive name.
Tout le livre est plein de son nom de redemption.
This is Jehovah revealing his redemption
c'est
to his
Jehovah
people.
Révélant sa redemption.
He says, I've redeemed you.
Montrant que je vous ai
racheté. Now come into my service.
Maintenant, venez dans
come
mon
and
service.
Bring offerings unto me.
Amenez vos offrandes auprès
but
de
in order for God,
le,
a holy God,
le Dieu Saint,
to walk with sinful people,
il peut pas marcher avec les gens
God is going to have to provide something.
Dieu devait pourvoir à quelque
he's
chose.
Going to have to make a way
il devait faire une voie
that people who continually fall short
pour que les gens qui vont continuer à
can
tomber
stay in fellowship with him.
Peuvent rester en communion avec
and that's why like God in his goodness instituted each of these offerings.
C'est pourquoi Dieu dans sa bonté instituait chacune de ces offrandes.
And friends, it's so wonderful when people come to bring the sweet savor offerings.
C'est si merveilleux quand les gens amènent l'offrande.
You find our sister who came to sing an item today.
Nous voyons notre sœur qui est venue chanter aujourd'hui.
That's a meal offering. She's bringing of her resources. That's a peace offering. She's so thankful that she's reconciled to God. You want to find some way to express it. Friends, let it express itself. Why keep it in? Friends, let's not be corpses in the house of God. Let's not be corpses. That for us to say amen, someone has to crank you like a car in a cold morning. Amen. No, it shouldn't be like that. It's nice when the engine is warm. And it's you just put the key in. Kick straight into life. Friends, that means there's fire in there. It means there's some fuel in the soul. And when those two things come together, oh, friends, the Lord wants an offering. He says, enter his courts with thanksgiving in your heart. Enter into his house with praise. But sometimes we come like it's a funeral, friends. We do. And we wonder why there's no blessing. We wonder why there's no blessing. I remember when I was in Pentecost, the pastor, they used to say that. Used to say, please, you haven't come to God's funeral today. This is supposed to be a worship service. He's still alive. He's still on the throne. And how do you know that he's alive? You know that song says, I know my Redeemer lives. It says, I spoke to him this morning. Amen. That's how we know that he lives. Because we had communion with him. It mustn't be something back there. Let the reality of the divine life be your daily inheritance, your daily portion. He wants to commune with us day by day. So Paul picks these things up. Romans chapter 12. Let's read verse 1. We'd like to do it more like a Sunday school today. Just a teaching. Romans chapter 12. Bringing us into our baptism service. Now look how Paul says it in Romans 12 verse 1. He speaks of the burnt offering now. Remember, the burnt offering speaks of the consecration of your body. The consecration of yourself. And he picks it up in verse 1. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. He's not speaking to the unbeliever. And he's pleading with the believers. He's saying, I beseech you, brethren. I plead with you, brethren. By the mercies of God. By the mercies of God. So what is the beginning of any of these offerings? Is we realize his mercy. We love him because he first loved us. We want to give him something back because of what he's done for us. So this didn't originate in man. But Paul is saying, because of his great mercy that he's bestowed upon you, there should be a response from you. If you realize who Christ is and what he did for you and how he laid aside the robes of glory, came down, took on the robes of flesh, took on the form of a servant, humbled himself to the death of the cross, and naked between the heavens and the earth to bring reconciliation. He says, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. He says, you must come, it's voluntary. You present your bodies. No one can force you onto the altar. We try it with our children, don't we? You try it with the young people. Do this, do that, do the other. Friends, laws and commandments will never do it. There's got to be a revelation of the mercy of God. Let mercy visit someone's soul. They'll sing the song, Mercy Rewrote My Life. And then you'll want to present yourself. It's a voluntary offering.
comme une offrande.
Paul is beseeching him, please, brethren.
Paul dit, je vous exhorte.
Consider what he did for you.
Voyez ce qu'il a fait.
Consider
pour
his
vous.
Grace that is bestowed upon
sa
you.
Grâce qu'il avait déversé.
And in
vous.
Light of his great mercy to you.
Et il a illuminé sa grande miséricorde.
Come and lay
vous.
Yourself upon the altar now.
Maintenant, placez-vous à l'autel.
Present
maintenant.
Your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Offrez vos corps comme un sacrifice vivant.
A living sacrifice.
Un sacrifice vivant.
He wants you to come when you've got life still.
Il veut que vous venez.
That's why God normally calls
vivant.
Somebody when they're young.
C'est pourquoi Dieu appelle quelqu'un quand
when
il
you have
jeune.
Vigor.
Quand ils ont de la vigueur.
When you have strength.
Quand ils ont la force.
When you have zeal.
Quand vous avez le zèle.
Yeah, sometimes he calls people when they almost one foot in the grave.
Parfois ils appellent les gens quand ils ont un pied.
And they hardly have enough strength even to live their life.
Qui n'ont même plus la force de vivre.
But God wants you to come as a living sacrifice.
Dieu veut que vous veniez comme
where you have strength.
Alors quand vous avez la
you
force,
have something in you that can express the goodness of God.
Vous avez quelque chose en vous qui peut exprimer
strength
la bonté de Dieu.
Strength for service.
La force pour le service.
So that you can bring your talents.
Pour que tu puisses amener tes
bring
talents.
All that you are.
Amener tout ce que tu
lay
as.
It upon the altar for his glory.
Et les placer à l'autel pour sa gloire.
That he may use you for his service.
Pour qu'il puisse vous utiliser pour son service.
That's his desire.
C'est cela son
désir. It says that you present your body as a living sacrifice.
Présentez vos corps comme un sacrifice vivant.
Holy.
Saint.
The burnt offering had to be without blemish.
L'offrande devait être sans
we saw that at the communion service.
Sans blâme. Nous avons vu
they had to examine
communion,
that sacrifice.
On devait examiner ce sacrifice.
On the outside, no blemish.
De l'extérieur, pas de blanc.
Then it was slain.
Alors, on
then they
peau.
Took the skin off and examined inside.
On examinait à l'intérieur.
It was outside and inside without blemish.
C'était dedans et dehors,
friends,
sans
many
blanc.
Of us, we seem like the Pharisees to have no blemish.
Et puis plusieurs d'entre nous
but inside,
avoir des blanc,
unforgiveness,
mais y a le
bitterness,
de pardon, le, la,
criticism,
des mauvaises
gossip.
Les commérages.
It's not a offering without blemish.
C'est pas une offrande, c'est
but he said, let this be holy, which means consecrated, set apart.
Saint,
let your offering on the outside and on the inside
votre offrande, en dedans, comme
be
en
holy,
soit saint,
be voluntary.
Soit volontaire,
let it be done with life.
Et cela soit fait avec vie.
He says, then,
alors,
acceptable unto God.
Il sera acceptable.
And friends, if something is acceptable to God,
si quelque chose est acceptable,
God will make sure that you know this is acceptable.
Dieu va se rendre, se rassurer que
when
vous
you
savez,
offer the right offering,
si vous donnez la bonne offrande,
there'll be a divine response every time.
Il y aura une réponse divine.
Our sister who's coming to be baptized,
notre sœur qui vient pour le baptême,
if she's put her sins under the blood,
si elle a placé ce péché,
if she's searched her life,
si elle a sondé sa vie,
and she's been guilty before the Lord
and
acknowledged her guilt and she's come by the way of the sin offering of Jesus Christ. She's confessed her sins. Her heart is set upon the kingdom of God. If she's coming like Ruth and she's saying your people will be my people, your God will be my God, I'm not going back no more. The world behind me.
Le monde derrière,
the cross before me.
La croix devant
nothing
moi.
But death will separate us.
Rien que la mort
I guarantee you when she goes in those waters of baptism, there's going to come a divine response.
Il y aura une réponse divine.
Just like Jesus.
Comme Jésus,
the great sin offering for us.
Le, la grande offrande
he was the perfect burnt offering.
Il était la,
his life was perfectly consecrated to Jehovah.
Sa vie était parfaitement consacrée à
he Jehovah. Never lived for himself.
Il n'avait jamais vécu pour
you can't be a burnt offering and be selfish.
Tu peux pas être un holocauste.
The moment you allow selfishness inside of your life,
et l'égoïsme dans ta vie,
you've lost the spirit of the burnt offering.
Si vous l'avez, vous avez perdu l'esprit de
selfishness
de
is your great enemy, friends.
L'égoïsme, c'est notre
selfishness
ennemi.
Wants to rob you from your inheritance.
L'égoïsme veut te ravir ton héritage.
When it's me and I and
que seulement moi.
that's going to hold you back from the blessing. That is not acceptable to God. But Jesus never lived for himself. His whole life was a living sacrifice. He was the perfect burnt offering. That's why at his baptism, the voice came from heaven. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased to dwell. And John saw the heavens open, and he saw the Holy Ghost descend upon him, and the fullness of the Godhead was dwelt in flesh, and he went forth from there in the power of the Spirit, and the Spirit led him into the wilderness. That's a genuine Christian beginning. That's something that's going to stand the test of time. It started properly. And then he gets to Mount Transfiguration. He's lived a perfect life. 3 years. He gets to Mount Transfiguration. This is my beloved Son. Shai him. It's adoption time. The glory that was in him shone through his humanity. He was overshadowed by the Shekinah glory. And the voice came to testify, this is my Son. Shai him. And friends, that is inheritance of the believer. That is where we are called unto. It's wonderful, our sisters, beginning with water baptism. But we need to press on to perfection. Press on until we get to adoption. Till we fulfill the purpose of our calling. But a half-hearted life will never get there. A life where you got half of your life on the altar, half of it's in the world. Don't ever expect the blessing of God. That's not an acceptable offering. He says, bring all that you are. Bring all that you have. Lay it on the altar. And see what a blessed kind of life that is. And where do we lose the blessing? It's when we take the things off the altar once again. Someone speaks against us. And instead of us bearing one another's burdens, instead of us allowing the spirit of forgiveness to throw through us, we come off the altar. We take an offense. We want to take it in our own hands. We want to deal with things according to the flesh. Don't expect a blessing. The dove takes its flight. The prophet says, but it's not far away. It's just sitting on the branch, waiting for you to become a lamb again. That's what it's waiting for. So Paul says, you must be a living sacrifice. A voluntary sacrifice. A holy offering. So he's speaking of the burn. We are the fulfillment of the burnt offering.
Nous savons que c'est l'accomplissement de
Christ obviously being the perfect burnt offering.
Christ a toujours été l'holocauste
parfait. But we being in Christ,
et nous étant en Christ,
he is the big brother.
Il est le grand frère.
He is the captain who shows the way.
Il est le commandant qui
we follow his bloody footprints.
Et nous suivons ses pas ensanglantés.
And we inherit glory.
Et nous héritons
he
la
says,
gloire.
I've overcome.
Il dit,
I've shown you the way.
Je vous ai montré le chemin.
I've inherited my throne.
J'ai hérité mon trône.
You come and sit with me in my throne.
Venez
partager but
mon
friends,
trône.
It's to the overcomer.
Mais c'est seulement au vainqueur.
So the Lord allowed three kinds of offering.
Le Seigneur
in the burnt offering.
D'offrande dans
he allowed Holocaust. For those that were rich.
Pour ceux
you
qui
could
sont
bring
riches,
something from your herds.
Vous devez amener quelque chose
the
de
bullock.
Votre bétail, un taureau.
If you weren't so rich.
Si vous n'étiez pas
you
si
could
riche,
bring from the flock.
Vous pouvez amener du menu bétail.
You could bring your sheep or your
vous
goats.
Pouvez amener une vache, oui, pardon.
If you were poor.
Si vous étiez pauvre,
you could bring from your fowl
vous pouvez amener de vos volailles,
the pigeon or the turtle dove.
Les pigeons ou les,
God
les,
showing that this offering
Dieu montrant que cette offrande
is available to everybody.
Est accessible à tout
some
monde.
People have more than others.
Certains ont plus que les autres.
But what you have,
mais ce que tu
bring
as,
it as an offering.
Amenez-le
and the same offre. Blessing would come down.
La même bénédiction descendra.
Whether it was a bullock or whether it was a turtle dove.
Que ce soit un taureau ou une tourterelle.
Remember when Mary and Joseph went to have Jesus circumcised.
Quand ils sont allés pour circoncire
all
Jésus,
they could offer was turtle doves.
Tout ce qu'ils pouvaient amener, c'était
they were so poor.
Ils étaient si pauvres,
but it's not the riches of the offering.
Mais c'est pas la richesse.
Friends,
de
the Lord looked at the widow's mites.
Le Seigneur regarde la pensée.
And he put it in his word.
Et l'a placé dans sa
because
parole.
She gave all that she had.
Parce que elle avait,
that
elle
was a meal offering that she was offering
c'était
to the Lord.
De farine qu'elle
and it
au
came
Seigneur.
Up before the Lord as a sweet savor.
Et cela est allé comme une bonne odeur devant le Seigneur.
And it moved the heart of Jesus.
Et cela a bougé le cœur
and
de
he
Jésus.
Saw her.
Et il l'a vu.
And he says, that woman,
il dit, cette femme,
she's given all that she's
elle
got.
A donné tout ce qu'elle avait.
So each of these animals,
chacun de ces animaux,
they were domestic animals.
Ils étaient des animaux domestiques.
Friends, showing the nature.
Montrant la nature.
They were tame animals.
Que c'était des
they
animaux,
weren't wild animals.
C'était pas des animaux
if
sauvages,
you're still wild in your nature,
si vous êtes encore, méchant dans votre nature,
you are an unacceptable offering.
Tu es une offrande non acceptable.
If you are not yet tamed by the word si and the tu, new birth,
si tu n'es pas dompté par la parole,
you're wild, you just want to do your own things.
Tu es méchant, sauvage, tu veux faire toutes ces
the prophet says he went that day
le prophète dit,
with his friend to the cattle auction.
Il est allé avec son ami, là
and the prophet says, I saw such a beautiful beast that was there.
On vendait les animaux aux enchères. Il y avait
and
des
it says,
animaux.
My friend just shook his head.
Mon ami a dit, a bougé seulement
he
la
said,
tête.
That beast is worth nothing.
Il dit, cet animal
he
vaut
says,
rien.
And then we went to another one, just a small, little, insignificant kind of looking cow that it was.
Nous sommes allés voir
steer that it was.
Une autre vache ou un cheval qui n'était pas tellement beau à voir.
And his friend told him, Billy, that's the one.
Ton ami dit, c'est celui-ci.
I think it got something like $10,000.
Ils l'ont acheté peut-être à $10,000.
And Brother Anna says, but why? What's the difference?
Mais frère Branham lui a dit,
he says, Billy, you may be a preacher, but you've got a lot to learn about cattle.
Tu peux être un prédicateur, mais tu dois encore
he says, look in its eyes.
Regardez ses yeux.
Don't you see the wild stare in its eyes?
Ne voyez-vous pas de la sauvagerie dans ses yeux?
The one that couldn't be tamed.
Quelque chose
qui it says, you
tombé.
Buy that one and put it in your pastures.
Il dit, your paddock. Placez-les dans vos pâtures.
It'll run around and run around.
Ça va continuer à courir sans
and
cesse.
It wears all of the weight off of it.
Et il y aura
it'll be worth nothing.
Il va rien valoir.
He says, but this one, look in its eyes.
Il dit, mais regarde les yeux de celui-ci.
He says, there's a calm.
C'est vraiment une vache.
There's a surrender.
Il
it's something inside of the soul.
Il y a quelque chose
this dedans. One will make a good mother to its children.
Cela va faire d'elle une bonne mère pour
this one will pay itself off many times over.
Cela va te payer de multiples
and the prophet
fois.
Says, you young people,
le prophète dit, vous,
when you
gens,
wanted to get married,
quand vous voulez vous marier,
be careful.
Soyez prudent.
Some of these good-looking guys,
certains de ces beaux
some
jeunes,
of these good-looking girls,
certains de ces belles jeunes
they've
filles,
got the wild stare in their
ils
eyes.
Ont encore cette méchanceté.
Bring them in the home.
Amenez-les
they'll
dans la
never
maison.
Be domesticated.
Ils ne seront jamais domestiqués.
They'll want to run wild all the days of their life.
Ils veulent toujours courir tous les jours
they'll
de
never
vie.
Make a good husband,
il ne fera pas
a good
bon
wife,
ou une bonne femme,
a good mother or father to their children.
Ou une bonne mère ou père,
he says, sometimes you've got to sacrifice looks
parfois vous
for character.
Vous devez regarder au
but in this Hollywood generation, it's difficult.
Mais dans cette génération hollywoodienne,
this airbrushed generation.
Cette génération des gens peints.
They take the photos of these models and they airbrush all the blemishes off them.
Ils prennent right. Les photos de leur mère, ils enlèvent toutes les blâmes.
There's one real airbrush.
Yeah,
and that's yeah. The blood of Christ.
Yeah, une seule,
that's the one that gets rid of the blemishes.
C'est le sang de Jésus Christ
and
qui
the Spirit of Christ that works upon the nature of a person from within.
Qui travaille sur la nature de quelqu'un à partir
they
de la
airbrush the blemishes of these Hollywood models.
Il va nettoyer toutes les,
these Hollywood stars.
Toutes les blâmes de ces vedettes
d'Hollywood. But if it's just skin deep.
Mais c'est
because if you open them up and examine what's inside of there,
superficiel. Si vous
it's filth and corruption,
c'est plein de corruption,
unbelief,
de
adultery,
d'adultère,
fornication,
la fornication,
all manners of wickedness.
Et toutes sortes de méchanceté.
And you want to bind yourself until death has to part with something like that.
Et tu veux être
shame on you.
Toi-même à ces genre
think
de choses.
Of what you're doing.
Honte à vous. Pensez-y.
This is a long-term decision.
C'est une décision à
this
long
isn't
terme.
A disposable thing.
C'est pas quelque chose qu'on
marriages
peut jeter.
Aren't just things that you can dissolve and
c'est pas
throw
chose.
Away.
C'est pas quelque chose qu'on peut utiliser
as we saw last week, God is going to hold you to your vow. When you say until death us do part, God records that in eternity. And if you break those vows and you don't make it right, the Bible says no adulterer will enter the kingdom of God. Neither any fornicator. You young people that play around before marriage, you are disqualified for the kingdom of God until you confess your sins and forsake your sins and stop living in uncleanness and stop playing around with things that you're not old enough to be involved in. Things that are legal under the marriage covenant. They are mortal sins. Sins that lead you to eternal torment. If you do them outside of the marriage covenant, God has a provided way. You've got to come God's way. No matter what society says, society changes every generation. But the Lord says, I am the Lord, and I change not. His laws change not. His holiness changes not. His requirements change not. And he says in his word, and none of the effeminate shall inherit the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter what society says. The Bible says none of the effeminate shall inherit the kingdom of God. God wants a man to be a man. God wants a woman to be a woman. And for you to be what you're supposed to be, there's only one way. Lay yourself upon the altar and let him make you into something acceptable before the Lord. Acceptable for his kingdom. Anything else is a perversion. Satan creates nothing. Satan is a perverter of what God has created. God institutes marriage.
Dieu a institué le mariage.
Satan perverts it.
Mais Satan l'a perverti.
He's a perverter.
C'est un pervertisseur.
Why spend any time with him?
Pourquoi passer du temps avec
when the
lui?
Devil came to Jesus,
quand le diable est venu à Jésus,
he had managed to get Samson.
Il s'est arrangé
he had managed to
Samson.
Get Moses to lose his temper.
D'avoir Moïse.
He had managed to get David to commit adultery.
Il a eu David dans l'adultère.
But when he came to Jesus, the Word made flesh,
à Jésus, la
he realized there's something different here.
Il a vu qu'il y a quelque
this is a different kind
ici.
Of material here.
C'est un
material this is
différent.
Something that's born of the Word.
C'est quelque chose qui est né de la parole.
This is something that wasn't born of the will of man.
C'est pas quelque chose né de la volonté
wasn't
de
born
l'homme.
Of flesh and blood.
Pas né du ciel,
this was a Word birth.
C'était la naissance
and
de
when
la
he
parole.
Came to try to lay hold of that Word birth,
et quand il a essayé de se saisir
that which was born of the Word.
Quelqu'un de la
the prophet
parole.
Says it was like a man taking hold of a 10,000 volt cable.
And
the devil tried to put his hand in, he quickly jumped back. And he said, there's something different at work here. And the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. It's no longer just you born of flesh and blood, but you born of the Spirit. You born of the Word. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And it's very hard for the devil to get a hold of you. He may play with your flesh. He may play with your mind. But the soul. Just keep feeding the white horse. Just keep the soul in the presence of the Shekinah. Just keep drinking in. And pushing out. Drinking in and pushing out. And friends, you make a very difficult target for the devil. It's the flesh that is a good target for the devil. Your natural feelings. Oh, he spoke against me and he hurt my feelings. Lay your feelings on the altar. You've been purchased with a price. The blood of Christ. The Bible says you are no longer your own. And in light of the mercies of God, come and present yourself as a living sacrifice. Don't get off the altar and nurse your hurt feelings. You know who the people are that should have hurt feelings? It's us who stand here. Because we're all friends. People say a lot of things. And sometimes people say things without saying words. Because action speaks louder than words. There's plenty of opportunity for hurt feelings. But you got to go back to Jesus and look at him. Consider him. You have not yet resisted unto blood, Paul said. Consider him endured such a contradiction of sinners. They haven't plucked your beard off yet. They haven't spat in your face. They haven't called you a child of adultery yet. They haven't called you a Samaritan devil or Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. So how can you feel hard done by? He was the perfect burnt offering. And he says, if anybody wants to inherit glory, you've got to come the way that I've come. Come and lay your life upon this altar. Become a burnt offering. Both on the outside and on the inside. We saw that at the communion service. There were only certain parts of the animal that were burnt. The first one was the head. That's the greatest problem for us.
C'est le plus grand problème
for our minds to become a burnt offering.
Pour nos pensées deviennent une holocauste.
Friends, you've got to lay your thoughts upon the altar.
Vous devez vous les placer à l'autel.
You've got to do it.
Vous devez le faire.
Your reasoning. Some people reason against this message. I've seen it.
Parfois, certaines personnes raisonnent.
And that's why they never have peace inside of their soul.
C'est pourquoi ils n'ont jamais la paix.
Make up your mind. How long will you hold between two opinions? If the prophet be not Malachi 4, let's go back to Pentecost.
Rentrons à la Pentecôte si vous devez vaciller entre deux opinions.
If the cloud wasn't real, what are we doing here?
Si la nuit
n'était pas... Let's make up our minds.
Qu'est-ce que nous faisons ici?
Lay your head upon the altar.
Placez votre tête à
l'autel. Let God's fire consume it.
Que le feu de Dieu le consume.
So that you can see things the way He sees things.
Pour que nous puissions voir les choses comme Dieu les voit.
Paul said, let this mind be in you.
Et Paul dit que ses pensées sont en vous.
That was also in Christ Jesus.
Celle qui était aussi en Christ Jésus.
And that was a humble mind.
Et c'était
who being in the form of God thought
it
not robbery to be equal with God, but instead he humbled himself. Some people, if you don't give them the position they think they should have, it's so hard for them. Let's consider Jesus, the author of our salvation. He came to his own and his own received him not, but he laid himself upon the altar. He committed everything to the hands of him that judges righteously. And the Lord said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Pray for them that despitefully use you. If you forgive not others their trespasses, God will not forgive you. Can you see, it's very easy in theory to be a burnt offering, friend. But you got to bring it to your everyday life. You got to bring it to what you're going through now. Your current circumstances, your current situation. In light of the mercies of God, come and lay yourself as a burnt offering, an acceptable offering.
Acceptable.
Holy, without blemish.
Saint et sans reproche.
Confess your blemishes.
Confessez vos reproches.
He who confesses and forsakes his sin.
C'est lui qui confesse et qui pardonne.
Why confess it and then fellowship with it again?
Confessez,
friends, don't play like that. Be serious with what you're doing. Confess it and forsake it. And say, I'm not going to fellowship with this no more. My tent is no more pitched. Down there in Egypt's land, I have decided to follow Jesus. The cross before me, the world behind me. I've burnt my bridges. I've burnt the boats on the beach like the Vikings. There's no going back for me anymore. That's the real testimony. That's a burnt offering. That's something that the blessings of God can come upon. But friends, this compromising kind of a life, this one, like the prophet says, he says, you go to the desert. There's those cactuses there. They can endure rough, hard conditions. He says, you don't have to pamper and baby them.
Vous ne devez pas les dorloter.
He says, but these hothouse plants, these hothouse plants, one you put in your greenhouse.
Quand vous les placez dans votre maison,
you've got to spray them with a little spray, you know.
Vous devez les asperger d'un
because produit. The little bugs will destroy them.
Pour tuer tous ces petits
why do you want a plant like that? I don't understand.
On ne veut pas
a
ce
plant
genre
that you've got a baby like that. I don't want to be like that. I want to be an original. I want to be something. Put me in the desert. My roots will find water somewhere. No matter the conditions. You were born for those conditions. God made you for those conditions. But now these artificial kind of believers today, friends, you don't need that. Somebody speaks again, they don't come to church anymore. That's a hothouse plant.
Ça, ce sont ces plantes artificielles.
You're not a burnt offering.
Vous n'êtes pas un holocauste.
You're still alive to the world.
Vous êtes encore
you're still alive to the flesh.
Vous êtes encore vivant.
You're still alive to self.
Vous êtes encore
your reputation, your image.
Votre vous-même.
Lay it on the altar.
Placez-le.
That's what Jesus did for us.
C'est ce que Jésus a
and in
pour
light
nous.
Of the mercies of God,
et dans la lumière,
present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Présentez vos corps comme un sacrifice.
That's what a burnt
vivant.
Offering is, friends.
C'est ce qu'est l'holocauste.
So there were tame animals.
C'était des animaux
the
domptés.
Bullock was tame.
Le taureau, c'était un
the
animal
sheep
domptés.
Was tame.
Le mouton,
the pigeon is tame. It's gentle.
Ils sont apprivoisés.
It shows this is the kind of nature
cela montre ce genre de nature
that makes an acceptable offering.
Qui fait une offrande acceptable.
When you bring in the animal to the altar,
quand vous amenez les animaux à l'autel,
if it kicks and it fusses, friends,
et qu'il continue à se battre,
it's not going to make an acceptable offering.
Cela ne va pas être une offrande acceptable.
When it kicks and holds back and it doesn't want to
quand
go,
il donne des coups et il veut pas avancer.
You can't pull anyone to this altar.
Vous ne pouvez pas l'amener à l'autel.
There to be an offering without blemish.
Cela doit être une offrande sans reproche.
The Bible speaks about a continual burnt offering.
La Bible parle
this burnt offering was offered morning and evening before the Lord.
Continuelle, il était offert le matin et le
at
soir.
The time of the morning sacrifice, every day you had to offer a burnt offering.
Au moment de l'offrande du matin, vous devez offrir.
At the time of the evening sacrifice, you had to offer a burnt
à l'offrande
offering.
Du soir, tu dois offrir cet holocauste.
And that speaks of two things.
Cela parle de deux choses.
Number one, Christ is continually acceptable.
Cela veut dire,
in the presence of God on our behalf.
Continuellement acceptable devant
he's our great burnt offering.
En présence de Dieu, il est notre holocauste.
And secondly, that the believer, you and I,
et deuxièmement, le croyant,
we
vous
can't
moi,
just make one consecration.
Nous pouvons faire
it's
une
got to be a continual consecration.
Cela ne doit pas être une seule, mais cela
morning
doit être
and evening today. Tomorrow morning and evening, you've got to be laying yourself on
le
that
matin,
altar.
Le soir, vous devez vous
you've got to be a continual burnt offering.
Vous devez être une
many
continuelle.
People come to the waters of baptism.
Et c'est que le baptême,
they start well.
Ils commencent bien.
They lay themselves there.
Ils commencent bien,
but they never go on from there.
Et quand ils sortent du
they
baptême,
are not a continual burnt offering.
Ils ne sont pas un holocauste continuel.
Because they get off the altar after a while.
Parce qu'ils sortent de
start
l'altère.
Claiming their rights, start claiming their own things.
Ils réclament
and
leur
they lose
droit,
the blessing in their soul.
Et ils perdent la paix dans leur âme.
And God can never take them to where they're supposed to be.
Et Dieu ne va pas les
so the continual offering speaks of continual consecration.
Cette offrande continuelle parle de la consécration.
And the moment
continuelle.
You start losing the blessing of God.
Et quand vous commencez à perdre les bénédictions de
you've
Dieu,
got to consecrate yourself once again.
Vous devez encore vous consacrer.
Because there's something that's robbing you of your blessing.
Parce qu'il y a quelque chose qui vole
and
vos
it's the self life.
C'est votre propre vie.
It's self. The prophet says, the greatest enemy I have is myself.
Le prophète dit, mon grand ennemi, c'est le
sometimes
moi-même.
You need to go and look in the mirror and examine your enemy, friends.
Parfois, vous devez vous regarder dans le miroir et examiner votre
see the way the devil's conquered you in the past.
Voir comment le diable vous a conquis dans
he's
le
not
passé.
Going to use any new tactics.
Il va pas utiliser de nouvelles tactiques.
He'll find you making good ground.
Il va vous trouver en train de
he
faire
knows
du
exactly
progrès.
How to knock you, of course.
Il sait comment vous
with Samson,
vous
it was woman.
Vous savez,
with
comme,
Moses, it was his temper.
Avec Moïse, c'était son tempérament.
You've got to keep that under the blood.
Vous devez le garder sous le sang.
You've got to recognize the tactics of the devil.
Vous devez reconnaître les tactiques du diable.
The prophet says, learn that when he punches you, how
dit,
to quickly recover yourself.
Quand il vous donne un coup, sachez vous
and cover yourself from those blows next time.
Et vous protégez de ces coups
he
la
says,
prochaine
study
fois.
Your enemy.
Il dit,
because your
ennemi.
Enemy studies you.
Parce que votre ennemi vous étudie.
I don't think the Lord minds us being knocked down, friends. Because a righteous man falls seven times and gets up seven times. But I think the Lord gets discouraged when we continually knock down the same way. And he says, when are you going to learn? Some people, the computer is their enemy. The internet. Some people, the internet is their enemy.
Parfois, certaines personnes, c'est l'internet
pornography, things like that.
Ils ne peuvent pas convaincre ces choses comme cela.
Some people, it's their friends, worldly friends,
certaines
worldly relationships.
C'est leurs amis du monde.
That's what continually pulls you down.
C'est ce qui continue à te retenir.
The Bible says, let no man rob you of your crown.
La Bible dit que personne ne te vole ta couronne.
If something's holding you back from your crown, forsake that.
Si quelque chose t'éloigne de ta couronne, abandonne-le.
Why go back like a dog to its vomit, like Paul said?
Ne rentrons pas nos vomissements.
The prophet says if it made the dog sick the first time, it's going to make you sick the second time. So why go back and do the same thing again? Let's be wise, friends.
Soyons
sages. Let's not be children in this. If something continually pulls you down, forsake that thing.
Quand quelque chose continue à te faire tomber,
let that be a burnt offering in your life.
Faites un holocauste.
Burn your bridges.
Casser tous les ponts.
Make a fresh consecration to the Lord.
Donner une nouvelle consécration.
Because this
au Seigneur.
Is an individual thing.
Parce que c'est quelque chose d'individuel.
Now this offering had to be washed.
Cette offrande devait être lavée.
Before it could be presented.
Avant d'être présentée.
That speaks of baptism as well.
Cela parle du baptême aussi.
So just as much as baptism is putting someone in the grave.
Et le baptême, c'est comme placer quelqu'un aussi dans la tombe.
So too, when we put our sister
et quand nous allons
in the
placer
pool today,
soeur, aujourd'hui,
we're washing the sacrifice.
Nous nettoyons le sacrifice.
Before you lay it on the altar as a burnt offering.
Avant de le placer
and then we're praying that the baptism of the Holy Ghost will come down upon the altar.
Et nous prions pour que le baptême du Saint-Esprit descende.
The prophet says, and he cares, do you care?
Dans, il prend soin et vous,
speaking of when Jesus was baptized by John,
et parle de moment où Jésus était
someone asked,
par Jean.
Why was Jesus baptized?
Nous demandons pourquoi Jésus
he had
était
no
baptisé.
Sin. Why did he have to be baptized?
Pourquoi devait-il être baptisé?
The prophet says, John being a prophet to whom the word of the Lord came,
le prophète dit, Jean étant le prophète à qui la parole était venue,
he knew that according to the law,
que conformément à la loi,
the sacrifice had to be washed before it was presented.
Le sacrifice devait être lavé avant d'être présenté.
And that's the reason he baptized him.
C'est pourquoi il l'avait baptisé.
You see, he said it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness.
Il dit, nous devons accomplir toute justice.
The sacrifice must be washed in the laver before it's presented.
Le sacrifice devait être lavé avant d'être présenté.
And then immediately after Jesus was washed,
et immédiatement après que Jésus a été lavé,
he was presented to the public for trial.
Il a été présenté au public pour,
to make sure there was no blemish.
Pour l'éprouver, pour montrer
and Pilate examined
blâme.
Him and said,
et
I find no fault in this man.
Que je ne trouve aucune blâme
and
dans
Judas
cette personne.
Examined him and said, I betrayed innocent blood.
Et Judas a examiné, il a dit, j'ai
and the Roman centurion,
et les centurions romains,
truly
dit,
this was the Son of God.
Il dit, celui-ci était un fils de Dieu.
And the greatest testimony
et le plus grand témoignage
was the power of the resurrection
c'était la puissance de la
on the third day.
Au troisième
and
jour.
God testified,
et Dieu témoigna,
this was a perfectly acceptable offering before me.
Une offrande parfaitement
acceptable. And friends, if we want to come up in the first resurrection,
et si vous voulez venir dans la première
it's
resurrection,
only burnt offerings that come up.
C'est seulement les sacrifices
everything else goes into the tribulation period.
Ceux qui ne vont
to
pas
be purged by fire.
Les autres vont
to
aller
be purged by
purifier
trial.
Au travers de la tribulation.
You've got to be a burnt offering.
Vous devez être un holocauste, hein?
Because he's coming for bone of his bone.
Parce qu'il vient
flesh of his flesh,
pour la chair de sa chair,
word
et
of his
de
word.
Ses os, et la
and if he
parole,
was a complete burnt offering,
comme lui l'était
his bride
prophète,
is going to be a complete burnt offering
femme,
as well.
Son épouse va être aussi une
because we've got to be the matching piece to the masterpiece.
Vous devez être une pièce complémentaire au chef d'œuvre.
So friends, if we're playing with the world,
si vous jouez avec la parole,
if we love the world,
si vous aimez
if you're
le monde,
so painting our lips a little bit,
si vous,
cutting our hair a little bit.
Si nous coupons un tout petit peu nos cheveux, nous
maquillons
un tout petit
burnt
peu.
Offering.
Vous n'êtes pas une offrande.
There's still some self that's alive there.
Il y a encore quelque chose
there's
de
still
vous-même
more
en
consecration
vous.
That's required.
Il y a encore, vous avez besoin
and
de
that's why
de
the full blessing hasn't yet come down
c'est
upon your life.
Toute la bénédiction n'est pas encore descendue.
Because it has to be an acceptable offering.
Parce que cela doit être une offrande acceptable.
God's provided way.
La voie pourvue par Dieu.
Now the prophet. Where I just got this thought from.
Là où j'ai eu cette pensée, le prophète dit.
The prophet, he speaks his New Year's message.
C'était un message de Nouvel An.
At the end of 1960.
À la fin de 1960.
In the evening, he speaks about if God be with us, where be the miracles?
Et au soir, il prêche sur si Dieu est avec nous, sont les
and
miracles.
And he speaks of Gideon.
Et il parle de Gédéon.
And in that message, he speaks about the morning message.
Et dans ce message, il parle du message du matin.
He said it was a four-hour message.
Il dit c'était un message de
4 heures. And he preached, you must be born again.
C'était, vous devez naître de nouveau.
And the message, you must be born again, is speaking of the burnt offering.
Et ce message, vous devez naître de nouveau, parle de
l'Holocauste. He's showing the new birth.
Il montre la nouvelle
naissance. The fullness of the new birth.
La plénitude de la nouvelle naissance.
Is when you become a burnt offering.
C'est quand vous devenez un holocauste.
Now I'll just read a little bit. From the message, you must be born again.
Dans le message, vous devez naître de nouveau.
The prophet speaking of the process of the new birth.
Les prophètes parlent du processus de la
Let's just read
naissance.
John chapter 3, just as a reminder, especially to new people.
Lisons Jean chapitre 3, spécialement pour les nouveaux.
And if you have a Bible like mine, the words are in red because it's the words of God Himself,
si vous avez la Bible,
the Lord
la
Jesus
mienne,
Christ.
Les paroles de Jésus sont en rouge.
John chapter 3, you can take the slide off, bro. It's fine, thanks. If it's... John chapter 3.
Jean chapitre 3.
Let's read from verse 1.
À partir du verset 1.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now the first thing there is, Nicodemus didn't understand who Jesus was. He wasn't a teacher come from God. The prophet says it in the church age book. He says Jesus was the lamb born as our sin offering. So he was a religious man, but he didn't understand the program of God in his day. He didn't understand the mind of God. And Jesus, now when this man comes speaking well to him, Jesus doesn't insult the man, but he's truthful to the man.
Vient avec des bonnes intentions. Jésus ne l'a pas insulté.
And he says in verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see, he cannot understand the kingdom of God. You cannot see it.
Vous ne pouvez pas voir le royaume de Dieu.
Your first birth, when you and I are born of sex, born of our mother and our father, you are born dead, spiritually speaking. You are dead to God. You don't know God. You have no fellowship with God. You have no understanding of God. You have no communion with God. Your first birth disqualifies you because you are born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You come into this world speaking lies. That's why you don't have to teach your children to sin. It's naturally in them and it will just express itself. And you have to restrain them.
Vous devez les empêcher.
And you have to be the Holy Ghost to them.
Et vous devez être le Saint-Esprit pour
until
eux.
They have an experience with God themselves.
Jusqu'à ce qu'ils ont l'expérience de Dieu par eux-mêmes.
But your first birth,
mais votre première naissance,
leads you to hell.
Vous amène en enfer.
Because nothing,
parce que rien,
of that quality,
de cette qualité,
can inherit the kingdom of God.
Ne peut hériter le
you are polluted fountain.
Vous êtes une fontaine.
You cannot bring something clean out of the unclean, Job said.
Rien de pur ne peut sortir de
and your mother impurité. And your father, we can trace it right back to Adam and Eve when they fell and polluted the whole stream of human life. The prophet says the well is filthy.
Le prophète dit, la
it's got worms in it. It stinks.
Elle est sale, elle est pollue.
How do you expect you can put a bucket in a well like that and pull out pure water? You can't.
Comment espérez-vous tirer de l'eau propre?
You cannot bring a clean thing out of an unclean.
Vous ne pouvez pas faire sortir quelque chose.
And that's why our first birth disqualifies us from heaven.
Pourquoi notre première naissance
disqualifies us from the blessings of God.
Des bénédictions de Dieu.
Now, if you die before the age of accountability,
si vous mourrez avant l'âge de la responsabilité,
Jesus died for the sins of the world.
Jésus est mort pour les péchés.
So if our children die,
si nos enfants
if babies die,
si les bébés meurent,
they inherit glory.
Because
there's a provision that's been made for them.
But
once you come to the age of accountability,
quand tu arrives à l'âge de la raison,
that you know good
sais,
and evil,
le bien et le mal,
and then you stay in an unregenerate state,
et que vous restez dans cette condition irrégénérée,
there's no hope for you.
Il y a pas d'espoir pour
you will
vous.
Never inherit the kingdom of God.
Vous
never.
Jamais hériter du royaume.
Look what Jesus continues on to
voyez
say.
Que Jésus continue
verse 4, Nicodemus being a natural man, a religious man, Nicodemus says unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? See, he didn't understand spiritual things. Verse 5, Jesus says, Jesus answered, verily, verily. Now the prophet says that means absolutely, absolutely. Now think of it, this is the words of God himself. God is saying this is an absolute. There's no way at all possible. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You cannot enter heaven. Absolutely. No matter what you do, no matter how sincere you are, no matter what you offer, no matter what you bring, no matter your sincerity, no matter the sacrifices that you make, you are disqualified from the beginning. You are polluted from the beginning. And all that you offer in that condition is polluted and is unacceptable to God.
And
that's what Jesus was saying. That's not the words of a man.
Ce sont pas les paroles d'un homme.
That's the God of heaven.
C'est le Dieu du ciel.
That's the word made flesh.
C'est la parole faite
telling
chair.
Us you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven
nous disant que nous pouvons pas entrer dans le
unless
Dieu,
you are born again.
À moins que vous soyez né de nouveau.
So if anybody's thinking of eternity
si quelqu'un pense
or thinking of their soul beyond the grave,
et quand quand leur corps sera dans
this is obviously going to trouble you to say, but hey, am I born again?
Va se demander, suis-je né de nouveau?
Do I meet the requirements here?
Est-ce que je réponds aux exigences?
How can a man be born again?
Comment est-ce qu'un homme peut naître de nouveau?
And obviously, if God is going to make a requirement,
et si Dieu va faire une exigence,
God is going to make a provision
et Dieu doit
for anybody who seeks to meet that requirement.
Et si quelqu'un va chercher, il va trouver la
there's
la
a new voie. Birth that's available to us, friends.
Il y a la nouvelle naissance qui est disponible.
But it's not cheap grace.
Et y a pas de grâce
it's
facile.
Not something we can just flirt with the world. Play with Delilah.
Vous allez jouer avec le monde, avec Delilah.
And think we'll be born again.
Et penser que vous
there's
allez
no
de
such
de
thing. There's eternal consequences to these things.
Y a des conséquences
therefore they have
ces
to
choses.
Be taken deadly seriously.
Le diable doit être pris sérieusement.
Deadly seriously. And to our young people, it's time they took these things seriously.
Nos jeunes gens, c'est le moment de prendre ces choses
you find
sérieux.
Them reading all manner of worldly things.
Vous allez le
watching
faire,
all manner of worldly things.
Fellowshiping
with all manner of worldly people.
Communion avec toutes
your water baptism was good, but you're not yet born again.
Mais vous
if you love the world and the things of the
si
world,
vous n'êtes pas né de nouveau, si
your
vous
life
le monde
testifies. God hasn't accepted the sacrifice yet. You're not yet a burnt offering. There's got to come a time in your life that you take it seriously. But to be a burnt offering, to be really born again, it's absolutely a voluntary offering. Your mother and father can't do it for you. They can point you to the altar. They can point you to God's provision. Place. They can tell you of the mercies of God. But at some time inside of your life, you've got to take it seriously. Because this is your soul we're speaking about. And you're going to stand before God one day. And you're going to have to answer for this word. It says you cannot inherit the kingdom of God unless you are born again. And if you love the world, if you still love the music of the world, you are not born again. If you still love makeup, nail polish,
Hollywood,
worldly entertainment, worldly fellowship,
les plaisirs du monde, les communions du monde,
worldly computer games,
les jeux
sinful
vidéo
ones,
du monde, et du
you are
péché.
Not born again.
Vous n'êtes pas né de nouveau.
Because action speaks louder than words.
Parce que vos actes parlent
your
plus
life
que vos
paroles. Is bearing record.
Votre vie rend témoignage.
Because the life you're living
parce que la vie que
and
vous
what
vivez,
you're thirsting for and expressing
et ce que, ce dont vous avez
is exactly
soif.
The same life you had before you were baptized with water.
Vous avez la même vie avant votre baptême.
You're not yet born again.
Vous n'êtes pas encore né de nouveau.
The prophet says sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind.
Les prophètes disent parfois nous devons être.
But let's be honest with ourselves at the end of the year, friends.
Mais soyons honnêtes envers
nous-mêmes. Let's not fool ourselves.
Ne nous séduisons pas nous-mêmes.
The prophet says many have deceived themselves.
Les prophètes disent beaucoup
into thinking they've received the Holy Ghost.
En pensant qu'ils avaient reçu.
Because they had some sensation or something.
Parce qu'ils ont eu quelques sensations.
He says it's your life that proves it.
Il dit c'est votre vie qui le prouve.
Life. It's the
vie.
Desires of your soul.
C'est les désirs de votre âme.
That's why let's dissect the offering today.
C'est pourquoi donnons l'offrande
not
aujourd'hui.
Just on the outward.
Pas seulement extérieurement.
There's many people who come to church.
Il y a beaucoup de gens qui viennent à l'église.
And they dress for church.
Ils s'habillent pour l'église.
Then they put trousers on at home.
Et ils portent les pantalons
that's
à la maison.
Not a burnt offering.
C'est ça, c'est pas un holocauste.
That's the outward. It's without blemish. But let's dissect the offering. Let's look on the inward parts. Let's see what's in the heart. Let's see what's in the bowels, the feelings of a person. What governs them. Let's examine the legs. You have to offer the legs as a burnt offering. Let's see the way they walk when they're outside of church. If it's not a holy walk,
si c'est pas
it's
une marche
not
sainte,
acceptable to God.
Cela n'est pas acceptable devant Dieu.
It's with blemish.
C'est là à plein de
God can never
reproche.
Seal
Dieu ne va jamais sceller
with His blessing
c'est que
a blemished offering.
Mais pour placer ses bénédictions sur une offrande
you need to be honest with yourself.
Vous devez être honnête avec vous-même.
Yes, you've accepted the sin offering.
Vous avez accepté
you've
l'offrande
accepted
de péché.
Christ as your Savior.
Vous
you've
avez
done
accepté
well.
Christ comme votre
you
sauveur.
Started well.
Vous avez bien commencé.
You've come to the waters.
Vous êtes venu
you've
aux
come
eaux.
To wash the sacrifice.
Vous êtes
wonderful.
Venu laver le sacrifice.
You've done well.
Vous avez bien fait.
But the prophet says many stop short.
Mais les prophètes disent beaucoup
s'arrêtent. It's like Israel, they perish in the wilderness.
Il dit, Israël a péri dans le désert.
They never go all the way across Jordan, which means death to self.
Ils ne sont pas allés jusqu'au Jourdain, qui veut dire la mort en soi-même.
They never get in the promised land.
Vous n'allez jamais entrer dans la terre
promise. And many are wandering in the wilderness.
Et plusieurs tournoient dans le désert.
I wonder if this is right, and I wonder if that is.
Se demandant est-ce que ceci est vrai.
It's time to stop the wandering.
C'est le moment d'arrêter de vous poser des questions. Soyez certain de Dieu.
Search His word.
Et sondez sa parole.
Do what He tells you to do.
Faites ce qu'il vous dit de faire.
The prophet says that you must be born again.
We'll come
to close with these quotes.
Nous allons terminer
first,
avec cette citation. D'abord,
we reckon ourselves sinners
nous devons nous
worthy of condemnation.
Pécheurs et dignes d'être condamnés.
What do you have to first do before you can be a burnt offering?
D'abord, avant d'être une offrande,
before the burnt offering, you have to offer a sin offering.
Right. Avant l'offrande, l'holocauste, vous devez offrir l'offrande du péché.
And Christ is our sin offering.
Et Christ est notre holocauste, notre
you've
offrande
got
du péché.
To reckon yourself a sinner.
Vous devez vous reconnaître
in your soul, you've got to acknowledge I'm guilty, I'm wrong.
Dans votre âme, vous devez reconnaître
how can we listen to filthy music the way that we do?
Vous
music with cursing
sale.
And you call yourself a believer.
Vous écoutez ces musiques, vous
music that glorifies fornication.
Musique qui adore la fornication.
And all of the modern day sins.
Et de tous les péchés du temps
then
moderne.
God is going to burn with the fires of Armageddon because of those sins.
Dieu va brûler ce monde dans Armageddon à cause
and
de
your
péché.
Soul delights in those things.
Et votre âme se
and you think
dans
you're not
choses.
Going to be burnt in the fires of Armageddon. You will.
Vous dites que vous n'allez pas être brûlé dans Armageddon, vous serez brûlé.
The desire of your heart testifies.
Les désirs de votre cœur les témoignent.
You've got to reckon yourself guilty before God.
Vous
first
devez
of all,
reconnaître pécheur coupable devant Dieu.
You've got to come in the presence of Christ your sin offering.
Vous devez venir en présence de
who
Christ
gave
votre
everything
offrande
du
péché.
For you.
Qui s'est donné
shed his
pour vous.
Blood.
Il a versé son sang.
Died out of the presence of God.
Il est mort en dehors de la présence de
descended
Dieu.
Descended to the regions of the lost, taking your sins with him.
Il est descendu dans les régions des perdus et l'a amené les péchés avec lui.
And then you would have said, Jesus, I'm guilty.
Dites Jésus, je suis coupable.
But I can't change myself.
Et je peux pas me changer
I
moi-même.
Know these things are wrong.
Je sais que ces choses sont
I
mauvaises.
Know your word condemns these
je
things.
Sais que ça, ta parole condamne
because
ces
every
choses.
Time I play with these things, I feel condemnation in my heart.
Chaque fois que je joue avec ces choses, je sens de la condamnation.
Whenever I seem to be getting somewhere in my Christian experience.
Chaque fois que je sens progresser dans mon expérience chrétienne.
Then I get back into these things.
Je rentre encore dans ces choses.
I lose my victory.
Je perds ma victoire.
I lose my communion. With you.
Je perds ma communion avec toi.
I lose the reality.
Je perds
I
la
lose
réalité.
The vision.
Je perds la vision.
Your own experience testifies of the sinfulness of what you're doing.
Votre témoignage témoigne des
so we need to
de
stop making excuses. Stop looking at other people as your example. There's only one who's our example. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he's our Redeemer. He's our husband. He's our sin offering. He's our trespass offering. He's the perfect burnt offering. And he says, if any man wants to be where I am, let him come the same way that I've come.
And
his was the way of the altar.
It's
a perfect burnt offering. Acceptable. Perfectly before Jehovah.
Devant Dieu.
And he's waiting for us at the altar.
Et il nous attend à l'autel.
You've got to reckon yourself a sinner.
Vous devez vous reconnaître
worthy
pécheur,
of condemnation.
Digne de condamnation.
It's just because you're all born in sin.
Il dit parce que nous sommes tous nés dans le
pécheur. And there's not a sound thing in us.
Et il n'y a pas quelque chose de bon en nous.
He says our minds are bad.
Nos pensées sont mauvaises.
That's why you got to put the head on the altar, let it be consumed.
C'est pourquoi vous devez placer la tête à l'autel pour être consumé.
Our minds are bad.
Nos pensées sont mauvaises.
Our soul is corruptible.
Notre âme est corruptible.
Our constant thinking is evil.
Notre manière de penser continuellement mauvaise.
Every imagination of the thoughts of man's mind is evil.
Chacune des imaginations de la pensée de l'homme est mauvaise.
A sinner.
Un pécheur.
Our body is weak.
Notre corps est
faible. Our spirit is no good.
Notre esprit n'est pas bon.
We're just full of corruption.
Plein de corruption.
Friends, if you left it there, we'd be real disappointed people.
Si vous laissez,
but there's hope.
Il y a de l'espoir.
There's hope.
Il y a de l'espoir.
God has a way.
Dieu a une voie.
And to whomsoever will.
À chacun qui veut.
That is willing to come God's provided way.
Qui veut suivre la voie pour
this is the partir. Process of the new birth.
Il y a ce processus de la nouvelle naissance.
The prophet says now.
Le prophète dit maintenant,
the approach to this birth.
L'approche vers cette naissance.
He says there's an approach to it.
Il y a une approche à cette
so naissance. If Jesus is saying you must be born again.
Jésus dit vous devez naître de nouveau.
God now comes and reveals how you can be born again.
Jésus vient montrer comment vous devez
naître. He says there's an approach to it.
Il dit il y a une approche à cela.
And to approach this birth.
Et pour vous approcher de cette naissance.
You have to go through a process.
Vous devez suivre un processus.
So it's not just saying I accept Christ. That's
n'est
good.
Pas seulement dire j'accepte Christ.
That gives you forgiveness of sin.
Cela vous donne le
pardon. But it doesn't give you a new birth.
Mais cela ne vous donne pas la nouvelle
and
naissance.
If you stay like that,
et si vous demeurez comme
you're going to go back and do those old sins again.
À
and you're going to have to ask the Lord to forgive you again.
Et vous allez encore demander le
pardon. But there's a process of a birth.
Mais il y a eu un processus de naissance.
And he says you have to go through a process like anything that lives.
Vous devez suivre le processus comme quelque chose, toute chose qui vit.
Anything that lives again has got to die first.
Toute chose qui vit doit d'abord
here's
mourir.
The problem, friends.
Il y a un problème.
We want to nurse our hurt feelings. We don't want to die on
nous
the altar of those feelings.
Voulons dorloter nos,
we want to bring
nos
our
sentiments.
Unforgiveness and breathe and feed upon our unforgiveness.
Nous voulons nourrir notre mal
our bitterness.
De pardon, notre
we like to think thoughts of revenge and
nous
thoughts
voulons
of
toujours
anger and frustration against people.
Nos désirs de revenge,
friends,
de colère.
It's a process of a death first.
C'est un processus de mort d'abord.
You've got to be willing to bring it on the altar.
Vous devez d'abord
and say, I want to die with this thing
je veux
here.
Mourir à ces choses.
I don't want this to have a control in my life anymore. I don't want this to be alive in me anymore. Maybe it's your lust. Maybe it's your temper. Whatever that it is. You've got to come and say, I want to die to this. He says it's a process. He says, and you cannot keep your same spirit to be born again.
Si vous êtes né de nouveau,
that spirit has to die.
Cet esprit doit mourir.
That old nature has to die.
Cette vieille nature doit mourir.
That old nature that wants to be the big shot.
Cette nature
that wants to be the life of the party.
Qui veut être ce grand
that
homme.
Laughs at all the jokes you shouldn't laugh at work.
Qui aime plaisanter.
You cannot be born again and keep that spirit.
Vous ne pouvez pas être de nouveau et garder cet esprit.
You've got to come to a stage to say all to Jesus, I
surrender.
He gave it all for me.
Je vais m'offrir
and in light of the mercies of God,
dans la présence de la
I'm going to present myself as a living sacrifice.
Je vais m'offrir moi-même comme un sacrifice.
He says, you cannot keep your same habits.
Vous ne devez pas, vous pouvez pas garder vos mêmes
those
habitudes.
Old sinful habits.
Ces vieilles habitudes de péché.
Contacting people you shouldn't. Speaking things that you shouldn't.
Contacter les gens, parler des choses que vous ne devriez pas.
You cannot keep the same thoughts.
Vous pouvez pas garder les mêmes pensées.
You've got to die.
Vous devez mourir.
You've got to die like he died.
Vous devez mourir comme il mourut.
You've got to die on his altar.
Vous devez mourir à son autel.
Like Abel did with his lamb.
Comme Abel a fait avec son agneau.
Think about Abel.
Pensez à Abel.
Abel first came.
Abel est venu
and
d'abord.
He offered a sacrifice.
Et il a offert un sacrifice pour le péché.
And God accepted that.
Et Dieu l'a accepté.
He offered the sin offering.
Il a offert le
sacrifice. Then the next thing.
Et la chose suivante.
He died for his faith.
Et il est mourir.
He died for what he believed.
Il est mort pour ce
the prophet croyait. Says he died on the same altar that his lamb died on.
Il est mort sur le même hôtel que son agneau.
So before Abel
avant Abel,
could come into Hebrews 11,
avant qu'il ne vienne à Hébreux 11,
by faith Abel,
par la foi Abel,
he had to be willing to die.
Il devait être prêt à mourir.
The same place
au même endroit
that his sacrifice died.
Que son sacrifice.
And friends, our sister being baptized, that's what she's got to be willing to do.
Notre sœur qui va être baptisée, c'est ce qu'elle voulait faire.
Otherwise, you go into the waters of baptism.
Quand nous entrons dans l'eau de baptême.
And then we go back to our old friends again, our
et
old habits, our old thoughts.
À nos vieux amis,
our old sins.
À nos vieux péchés.
It doesn't really mean much, does it?
Cela ne veut rien dire.
But if you're determined like Ruth,
si vous êtes déterminé comme
if
Ruth,
you're like Abel in your soul,
si vous aimez
that you're willing, and if it means I've got to do it, I'm going to pay the supreme price.
Vous dites, je suis prêt à payer le prix suprême.
Go and read Fox's Book of Martyrs.
J'ai lu le livre de Fox
go and
de
see all the burnt offerings through the Dark Ages, friends.
Les gens qui étaient brûlés pendant les âges de
and go and see how the testimony of those people
et ils ont le témoignage
brought
de
forth
ces gens.
Much fruit in their days.
Ils ont porté beaucoup plus de
fruits. Because unless a corn of wheat
à moins que
falls
le,
into the ground
le grain
and
de blé ne tombe dans terre,
it abides alone.
Il va demeurer
it just
seul.
Stays potential all the days of its life.
Il a tout le potentiel au jour de
but if it falls in the ground and rots and dies,
mais s'il meurt, s'il
it
tombe,
now expresses
meurt,
what's inside of it and it brings forth much fruit. How about you and I? Friends, there's gifts of healing in here.
Nous devons amener
there's gifts of discernment here.
Des dons de
there's gifts of tongues and interpretation.
De
what's lacking? The burnt offering. Let the corn of wheat fall in the ground and die. And you express what Christ wants you to express. That's a truth, friends. If we want to bring it forth, let's become a burnt
si
offering, friends. There's no other way. If you want selfishness, we're not going to get there.
Avec notre égoïsme, nous
if you want to keep it to yourself,
si nous voulons nous garder
Jesus said six times,
Jésus a dit six fois,
he that loves his life
celui qui aime sa vie,
shall lose it.
Il va la perdre.
But he who loses his life for my sake
et celui qui va
shall
perdre
find
sa vie
it.
Pour moi, va la retrouver.
Six times he said it.
Six fois il
to
a
show
dit.
How important this principle is.
Pour montrer combien ces principes
there's no
sont
shortcuts,
importants.
Friends.
Il n'y a pas de raccourci.
It's the way of the altar.
C'est la voie de Dieu.
It's the way of the burnt offering.
C'est la voie de
this is the mystery of the burnt offering.
C'est le mystère de l'Holocauste.
Abel died with his lamb.
Abel est mort.
Then the prophet says now.
Le prophète dit maintenant.
You have to die to your own thinking to be born to his thinking.
Vous devez mourir à vos pensées pour naître à ses pensées.
Nicodemus needed to die to his thinking.
Vous devez mourir à ses pensées.
This is a battle I've seen for some people.
C'est friends. Quelque chose de difficile
they
pour certaines
can't
personnes.
Die to their thinking.
Ils peuvent pas mourir
they
à
are always
pensées.
Right.
Ils ont
and everybody's
raison.
Wrong. You have to die to your thinking.
Vous devez mourir à vos propres pensées.
So that you can inherit his thinking.
Pour que vous héritiez sa pensée.
Then the mind of Christ can come.
Alors,
then you'll start to understand your birth.
Alors vous allez comprendre
your upbringing.
Votre naissance, votre
the way he's guided your footsteps.
Comment il a conduit vos pas.
You'll start to see your life the way that he sees your life.
Vous allez commencer à voir votre vie comme
you'll start to see the kingdom of God.
Vous allez commencer à voir
you'll
le
start
de
to
Dieu.
Understand things the way that he does.
Vous allez commencer à comprendre les choses
then
comme
the prophet
il
says,
comprend.
How can you think his thoughts and deny his word?
Et le prophète dit comment pouvez-vous penser comme lui et dénier sa parole?
You say I've got the mind of Christ, but you're denying the word.
Vous dites j'ai la pensée de Christ.
You're painting
vous déniez
your face.
Sa parole.
You're dressing with worldly clothing.
Vous vous habillez comme le monde.
It's not the mind of Christ.
C'est pas la pensée
the
de
mind
Christ.
Of Christ. Let her be dressed in modest apparel.
La pensée de Christ c'est dans
husbands,
la modestie.
Husbands, love your wives. As Christ loved the church.
Marie aimez vos femmes comme Christ a aimé l'Église.
Not your culture.
C'est pas votre
let
culture.
Your culture die.
Mourez à votre culture.
It's a product of your first birth.
Ça, c'est partie de votre
anything unscriptural in your culture must die.
Tout ce qui n'est pas scripturaire.
No matter how much your father
mourir.
And your grandfather and great-grandfather write the way back to the beginning said it was good. It
peu
doesn't
importe,
matter.
Si votre père et vos
if it's
arrières,
contrary to God's thinking, let it die.
C'était contraire à la pensée de Dieu.
There's only one culture, that's the kingdom culture.
Il y a un seul culture.
That's the culture
c'est
we want.
Le royaume de Dieu, c'est la culture
it's the culture of the kingdom.
Yeah. la culture du royaume.
And the king came and displayed his culture.
Et le roi est venu à montrer
on
la culture.
The things that are not sinful, that's fine.
Les choses qui ne sont pas in your culture, du péché, c'est bien
if
dans
you
votre
dress
culture.
A certain way, fine.
Si vous vous habillez d'une certaine
if you have
manière,
certain
c'est bien.
Diet, there's nothing wrong with that.
Si vous mangez d'une certaine manière, c'est pas
if
un problème.
If you have certain customs, that's okay.
Si vous avez
as long as it doesn't coutumes, contradict the word.
Si cela ne contredit pas la parole.
But the word is our culture, friend.
Mais la parole, c'est notre
that's
culture.
Our culture. The prophet says, if you're born again, you've got his thoughts.
Le prophète dit, si vous êtes né de nouveau, vous avez sa pensée.
He says, yes.
Il dit, oui.
To be born again,
être né de nouveau,
you must go through the process of death.
Vous devez d'abord aller au processus de la mort.
Everything does.
Tout
you take a grain of corn.
Vous prenez le grain de blé.
If it expects to live again,
qui espère vivre
it's
encore,
got to die first.
Il doit d'abord mourir.
The corn, the wheat, the flour, the tree.
Le blé, la graine.
Everything that expects to live again must die first.
Tout ce qui espère vivre encore doit d'abord mourir.
So how are you going to escape it?
Et comment allez-vous y échapper?
You've got to die.
Vous devez mourir.
Die how?
Comment mourir?
To yourself.
À vous-même.
To everything.
À toute chose.
So that you can be born again.
Pour que vous naissiez
you've
de nouveau.
Got to do that.
Vous devez le faire.
If you don't die,
si vous ne mourrez pas,
you can never live again.
Vous ne vivrez pas de nouveau.
That's straight talking.
C'est direct.
That's the word.
C'est la parole.
That's God's provided way.
C'est la voie pourvue par Dieu.
Straight is the way.
L'étroit est le chemin.
Straight is the gate and narrow is the way.
Étroite est la porte
that leads
et serré le chemin qui amène
life.
À la vie éternelle.
And few there be that find it.
Et peu le trouvent.
There's very few willing to pay the price.
Il y a peu seulement qui veulent payer le prix.
But broad is the gate.
Mais large est la porte
that leads to destruction.
Qui amène à la destruction.
And many there be
et beaucoup
that
la
enter
suivent.
Therein. The choice is ours, friends.
Le choix nous appartient.
The altar is there.
L'autel est là.
The bloody footprints lead us right to the altar.
Les pas ensanglantés nous amènent à l'autel.
God is waiting there.
Dieu attend là-bas.
This is the full blessing.
Pour la pleine bénédiction.
But he wants the sweet smelling offering first.
Mais il veut cette offrande de bonne odeur.
To lay yourself there.
Vous
he doesn't want lilies and flowers on the altar, the prophet says.
Il ne cherche pas les fleurs et la farine à l'autel.
He wants you on the altar.
Il veut que vous soyez à l'autel.
And if you put all that you are,
et si vous placez tout ce que vous êtes,
watch how the blessing will come.
Voyez comment les bénédictions
watch how the blessing,
venir.
Friends.
Voyez
some of us just need to tighten it up a little bit.
Parfois nous devons pousser un
some of
peu.
Us just need to search and see my prayer life needs tightening up.
Parfois, nous devons voir à notre vie de prière.
My tongue wasn't fully on the altar.
Ma langue n'était pas totalement.
Some people, all of them is on the altar except for their tongue.
Certaines personnes, tout est à l'autel sauf
it
la langue.
It gossips against another sister and it
il
speaks against a brother.
À critiquer les frères, parlant
put everything on the altar, friends, as we come into this year.
Amenez tout
and
à
let's see the blessing of God.
Et voyons la
let's see the fire come down
et voyons la,
on
le
the sacrifice. Let's
le sacrifice.
Let's come to a time of worship, a time of prayer before we come to the baptism. Let's become a burnt offering, friends. Let's become a living sacrifice. And if you're willing, he'll help you. He'll quicken you, he'll encourage you. He'll strengthen you. He will lead you all the way. Let's sing that song, I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him all the way.
Me, I will follow where he leads me. I will follow where he leads me. I will follow.
I will follow.
I'll go
with him.
With him
all the way.
I can hear my Savior calling.
I can hear my Savior calling.
I can hear my Savior calling.
I can hear
my Savior calling.
Take
thy cross
I go, follow me. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him, with him all the way. He leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. I'll go with him all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. I will follow him. I'll go with him. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior. I can hear my Savior. I can hear my Savior. Oh, take my cross. Oh, follow me. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way.
Let's bow our heads, saints. Is anybody here today?
Y a-t-il quelqu'un ici?
We're not going to make any long pull for anything.
Qui ne peut pas tenir pour quelque chose.
But is anybody here?
Y a-t-il quelqu'un ici?
That wants to be a burnt offering.
Qui veut devenir un sacrifice.
Firstly, you want to be born again.
D'abord, vous devez être né de nouveau.
Even if you're baptized in water.
Peu importe si vous êtes baptisé dans l'eau.
But you're looking inside.
Mais vous regardez dedans.
You're dissecting the sacrifice.
Est-ce qu'il accepte le sacrifice?
And you're seeing these blemishes there.
Et vous voyez qu'il y a des reproches dedans.
And you're wanting the Lord to help you.
Vous voulez que le Seigneur vous aide.
You're wanting the blood to cleanse you.
Vous voulez que le sang vous lave.
You're wanting His grace to lead you.
Que sa grâce vous conduise
to a full consecration,
à la consecration totale,
so that you can receive a full blessing,
pour que vous puissiez recevoir la pleine
so that you might be a vessel of honor,
vous soyez un vase d'honneur,
set aside unto the Master's use.
Placé de côté
if
pour,
that's your desire, raise your hand to the Lord
levez votre main
and say, Jesus, my sin offering,
et dites, Jésus,
you are my burnt offering,
mon offrande.
I give it all to you.
J'abandonne tout à
all
toi.
To you I surrender, Jesus.
Je m'abandonne
I cannot do
toi,
it myself.
Je peux pas le faire
the leopard même. Cannot change his spots.
Le léopard ne peut pas
the
changer.
Ethiopian cannot change his skin.
L'Éthiopien ne peut pas
but
changer
Lord,
sa peau.
I'm willing.
Mais je
and your
bien.
Grace and your mercy has
ta,
made a way.
Some
following the bloody footprints today,
je
Jesus.
Suis
I'm bringing myself to the altar, Lord.
Je m'amène moi-même à
I'm laying it all upon the altar.
J'abandonne tout à toi,
Lord, let it be consumed, Lord.
Que cela soit consumé.
Let the old desires pass away.
Que tous les vieux désirs
let my mind that is so corrupt, Lord,
que ma pensée
be purged
soit purgée
by your grace.
Par ta grâce.
And let your mind come in.
Que ma pensée,
and let me start seeing things, Lord, the way that you see things. I want to see your kingdom. That I might walk in your kingdom. That I might enter your kingdom. Why don't you come today to the altar? See your lamb laying there. See Abel's lamb laying there. And come like Abel and let's come and die with our lamb on the altar. Let each and every one of us come and surrender today, friends. Let each and every one of us come before Him in prayer. No matter your condition, no matter where you are, the blessing of God, the grace of God is trying to lead you there. And the fullness of what God has for you, it's waiting for you at the altar. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's come to a time of consecration. Let's lay it upon the altar once again. Whatever He's spoken to you, why don't you speak to Him now? Let's make it right with Him before we leave this place. Before we have the baptism, let's all pray. Let's come before Him. Father, we do come before Thee, Lord. Just wanting to bring ourselves before Thee, Lord. Just wanting to lay ourselves before Thee, Lord. Father, just to be a burnt offering. Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's just sing that chorus. I surrender all. I surrender all. If that's a desire of your heart, sing it from your heart, friends. I surrender all. That as we come to a new year, the prophet preached, you must be born again as his New Year's message. What better way to start the new year? To those who have never consecrated themselves, let it be a new beginning, a new creation. And to the rest of us, let it be a reconsecration.
Amen.
Let's rededicate ourselves. Let's surrender all to him.
I surrender. Lord,
I surrender,
oh,
surrender, oh, I surrender, oh, to you, my blessed Savior.
I surrender, oh,
I surrender, oh,
I surrender,
oh, I surrender, oh, to you, my redeeming Savior.
Oh,
oh, to thee,
my blessed Savior,
I surrender, I surrender, I surrender,
I surrender,
my Lord,
I surrender.
To Jesus I surrender, oh, oh, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Friends, if this was a war situation, 99% of us would have been shot. Because you can't surrender without putting your hands up and say, I surrender. That's the sign of surrender, friends. I can't believe people can sing the song, I surrender all, and not put their hands up in surrender. That's the universal symbol of surrender. Yeah, that's right. Let's sing it again, friends, a few times, twice, nice and slowly, Brother George. I surrender all. Let's sing the first verse and the chorus, and let's really surrender it all.
I surrender, oh, my Lord,
I surrender, oh, to you, my Savior,
oh,
to thee, my blessed Savior,
I surrender.
Sing one more song. Let's sing that song. Thank you, Jesus. Let's bring our peace offering. Amen. If you've got peace with Christ in your soul today, let's have an offering of thanksgiving. Amen. Let's present and say, like Brother Tony, it was a tremendous testimony that he gave. That was a real peace offering.
That's right.
Friends, and the Lord so much respects that.
Amen.
For someone to come with gratitude and tears in their eyes.
Amen.
We don't want these dry-eyed sort of things, friends. Let something be done with a feeling from the soul. Let something be done that touches the lives of people. It was really a wonderful thing. Let's sing that song.
Lord, we love you.
Lord, we love you.
Lord, we love you.
Lord, we love you.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, merci, Jesus. Merci, Jesus. Oh, merci, Jesus.
Merci, Jesus.
Merci, Jesus.
Merci,
Jesus. Oh,
achu,
Jesus.
Achu.
Achu Jesu, achu Jesu, achu Jesu, achu Jesu, achu
Jesu. Amen. Let's open our Bibles. Let's open Acts chapter 2. Let's come to the baptism. Baptism service. Acts chapter 2. Let's read from verse 36. It was Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
Verse 36. This was how he finished his message. He says, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." So the message was of indictment. It indicted every single one of us because we all crucified Jesus. The song says, "I went to see the man who crucified the Lord." And he says, he went and he looked in the mirror and he says, "And then I saw the man that crucified the Lord." And that preaching on the day of Pentecost had pricked them in their hearts, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" God will never just condemn you. He'll always show you the way of escape. And if you're willing to be a burnt offering, there's a way. There's the way of forgiveness. There's the way of grace. And he'll minister to you, but you've got to voluntarily go.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to do it for you. He's made the way. But he stands at the door and he knocks. You've got to open the door and you've got to let him in. They were pricked in their hearts and said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, firstly, repent. Let's not be baptized in water, then repent. That doesn't work.
Amen.
You've got to repent and then be baptized in water. Going in the water is an outward sign. You are testifying to us that you've repented.
Amen.
But the real proof of your repentance, let's see if God accepts your repentance.
Amen.
If your life stays the same and you still love the world and the things of the world, it wasn't a full repentance.
That's right.
But if there was a full repentance and you've laid yourself on the altar, then you go to the waters of baptism.
Amen.
We're going to see a change.
Amen.
You're going to come singing, "There's a big change in me, a big change in me." You'll be singing it from your heart. And you won't have to sing it because we'll see it. And then we'll start to see the fruits of the Spirit. We'll start to see the manifestation of the Spirit in your life. And we'll start to see that that life starts bearing the fruit that was ordained to bear. But it's got to start with repentance first. What is it to repent? It's to turn around. You were going one way away from God, doing things that dishonor God. And then he speaks to you, like he's now said, "Angel." That's what he shouted. The voice said. And it struck her. And she turned around. And then he says, "Repent." And now she's turning away from all the things she was doing that were displeasing God. She's turning her back on sin, turning her back on the world. And she's coming to Jesus now.
Amen.
That's what she's doing. Repent. And once you've repented and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. No other baptism will do. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because he was the first one who laid on the altar. Is Jesus. We've got to come in his name to God's provided place of worship. And the same life that quickened him from the dead will quicken us from the dead. If we do it properly. Be baptized, everyone, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. and then God will do his part. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
In the message, you must be born again. The prophet preaches the new birth. He shows the altar. Then he says, can you see, you people that are wondering about the Holy Ghost and saying it's taking so long? He says, here's where the problem is. It's the altar. It's the burnt offering. It's laying it all there. How can fire fail to come from heaven upon a genuine, full-hearted offering on the altar? Doesn't mean you change yourself, you reform yourself, but he sees it's a wholehearted desire. You're coming with a perfect heart, laying yourself, you want to serve Jesus all the days of your life. I guarantee you're going to meet something. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise, God promised the Holy Ghost right from Genesis. It's his desire. God doesn't want to leave you on your own. He wants to be in you. He wants to be your tutor. He wants to be your guide. He wants to be your comforter. He wants to be your strengthener. He wants to be your quickening power. He wants to be everything that you need to fulfill his will. And this is the process. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as to many as the Lord our God shall call. Verse 41, look at the response. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. That's what God wants. Just respond to the word. Don't be smart. Don't reason it out for weeks and weeks and weeks. If he's pricked your heart and he shows you the way and you desire to serve and worship him, just follow. Where he leads me, I'll follow. Just follow him to the altar. Confess your sins. Follow him to the waters of baptism. Follow him to full consecration. And we'll see wonderful things from a life like that. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you upon this day. Amen. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God.
Amen.
Oh, Father, our hearts upon this day are glad.
Yes, Lord.
That there was a day. And Jesus, we can look back and say, oh, happy day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And Father, for our sister, let it be a testimony, Lord. Amen. Father, let this be a milestone.
Yes.
Let this be something that you'll do for her as she responds to you. That all the days of her life, she'll never forget, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, meet with her in her soul.
Hallelujah.
Quicken my sister, Lord, I pray. Amen. Let the fire from on high consume the sacrifice, Lord. Father, she goes into the waters to be buried in your name.
Yes, Lord.
As she goes to be washed, Lord, before she's presented, I pray that you'll bless her. I pray that you'll strengthen her.
Yes,
I pray that the shackles that have held her, Lord, through her nature, Lord, through her youth, the customs, the habits, the things that she's picked up, I pray that they'll fall away like the leaves in springtime, Lord.
Amen.
That as the new life comes in, let all things pass away.
Yes,
and Father, let her be like Aaron's rod. May she lay in your Shekinah, Lord.
Amen.
May she come as a dead rod.
Amen.
And lay in your presence. And Lord, may you from this day, may she start to bud and blossom. And may there be the sweet savor, Lord, coming from her life. From the way she speaks, Lord. The way she conducts herself in trial. Let it be a sweet fragrance, Lord. And Father, let her bring forth the fruit that you've ordained for her to bring forth. That you may be glorified in her. That is our prayer for us. To deliver her from evil, we pray.
Amen.
Father, we curse the devil.
Amen.
And any hold that he has upon her life. Let the shackles fall away upon this day. For Christ has set her free.
Amen.
And who the Son has set free is free indeed.
Amen.
And may she rejoice in the liberty in which Christ has made her free.
Amen.
And us as witnesses, Lord, let us help her. Let us be a true body, Lord.
Amen.
That you may feed her experience.
Yes.
That you may encourage and help her. On the time she's low, that you'd use us, Lord, to quicken her once again.
Yes.
That, Lord, she may progress all the way. That she may inherit the crown that is reserved for her. Bless her parents for bringing up the way that they did.
Amen.
What a rejoicing for them upon this day.
Yes.
Oh, Father, how wonderful to apply the token. And Father, this day we apply the token upon our children.
Amen.
Father, let them come under the blood.
Yes,
Let the blood, let the voice of the blood speak to every one of our young people upon this day. Let the voice of the blood, Father, speak to our children right from the young age, we pray. And help us, Lord, to have an atmosphere that will bear record and witness to the things that we tell them, Lord. That no matter what happens, Lord, they may never get away from that presence and that atmosphere. Bless the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We just ask the sister to go and get dressed. Are you ready, sister? You want to get ready, yeah? Yes. Let the sister go. Let's sing while the sister makes ready.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by this world's delight.
I'm resolved.
Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have eluded my sight.
I will
hasten to Him, hasten so glad
and free,
Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. I am
resolved
to go with the Savior. My sin and strife.
Oh,
He is the true one. He is the just one. He hath the words of life.
So glad and free,
Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. I'm resolved
to
follow the Savior. Kingdom, leaving the path of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in.
And highest,
I will
I am resolved, and who will go with me? Come, friends without delay. Oh, taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. I will come to thee.
I will
listen to him. Listen so glad.
So glad.
Saints and deacons, are just asking, please, everyone stay in their seats while we do this, if you wouldn't mind. It does make it easier for people getting in and out of the pool and so forth. So we're all witnesses. We can stand, we can watch it, but please, let's stay in our seats as we do the baptism. I just wanted to say one thing. Brother Maxwell asked a very good question the last time. Now, our baptism pool isn't the best shape or the best pool that you could get. You do get proper pools where you can find the person who's baptizing can go with the person into the pool standing and baptize them. But this is really awkward. We need to get something better. But Brian Maxwell asked to say, should the person baptizing not be with the person in the pool? You know, and it really was a good question. And it's only when I was studying this particular topic, I found consolation of the way we do it. Although we'd like to have a proper pool, or like when you do it in the dam, when we did all the other saints, to go in the water. But I just saw that. I saw when the priest was washing the sacrifice, it doesn't mean he had to get in the water as well. You know, he could wash the sacrifice. You know, if you go and have a look at many of the types in the Bible, you'll find it like that. And I just took a bit of consolation. But what we'd like is if we can get a proper baptism tank. You get the ones where two people can go right inside and be baptized like that. So just bear with us in the meantime. You know, because I do, like Brother Maxwell, he's like me. You like to do things exactly. You know, but I did find a bit of consolation there. And I said, okay. You know, so that the priests, they'd take the offering and they'd wash it. And then they'd present it like that. So I didn't think it, maybe it was a sin in the eyes of God. It's just something to keep us going until we get something which is perfect. So let's really, I'll speak to Brother Will about it and the brothers. Let's find something. I know they do sell proper tanks for it. It'd be a nice thing to have. Let's pray once more for our sister before we get the baptism. Father, I do pray and thank you, Lord, upon this day. Thank you for these waters, Lord. They speak to us over the grave. Amen. They speak to us, Lord Jesus, of the fact that you were the first one. You are the great corn of wheat that was buried for us first. Amen. And Jesus, because of that, we are the fruits of that great sowing of that great wheat. Now for our sister, as we baptize her, as we bury her, Lord, Father, let it be sowing of seed once again. And Father, she comes back, let the quickening power, let the power of germination quicken her soul so much, Lord, until she won't be able to rest night or day, but she'll want to express herself in song. She'll want to express herself in testifying. She'll want to express herself in some way that she may bring forth fruit. May you bless our baptism. Bless her. Bless each witness, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We can stand, saints, it's fine. But just leave a little bit of room for the baptism. Amen. I think this is the last of your children, Brother Maxwell. Is that right, bro? To come in? Yes, it's the last of your children now to come in. Is there any more? Hey, that's a sweet thing to have, yeah? Wouldn't you desire the same thing today? To say, each of my children are in. the prophet, he speaks about brother, what was the brother's name? Brother Williams, in one of the messages, who had just passed away from the full gospel businessman. And Brother Ram says, anything that fulfills its purpose will come up in the resurrection. And he says, Brother Williams, he was a father. And he brought all of his children to the Lord. And he fulfilled his purpose. So we really bless our brother for that. That he's fulfilled his purpose. And his wife. And may God bless them for that. Sister, if you'd like to come. We don't have too many formalities here. If you go inside, sister. If brothers could close their eyes, please, just as the sister gets herself ready. And sit that way. And you sit, sister. Like, if you come a little bit closer, that's it, and then you sit. I think it's cold. If you just put your skirt down as well, sister. Yes. Sister, you are making a public profession of your faith in Jesus Christ. You trust in no one else. Is that true for your salvation? You trust not in man. You trust not in religion. You trust only in Christ and his death. And you wanted to follow him all the days of your life. Is that true? Please hold your nose. Because of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You okay, sister? Do you want to stand? Amen. It's very cold in there. Amen. Let's quickly pray for our sister. Father, you have given such a blessed promise. You said, repent and be baptized in my name, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Father, we take you at your word. And we thank you for the precious promise, Lord. The quickening power, the power that will germinate the seed. Let it come upon our sister, Lord, and let her bring forth for your glory. Watch over, Lord, I pray. Encourage and strengthen her. Bless her family. Bless her, Lord, as she settles down even in this strange land. Father, you guide her and lead her now as her great guide, that she may fulfill the purpose for which you made her. I pray your blessings upon her. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. Come this side, sister. Amen. Amen. Let's just continue to worship as the sister gets dressed. Once again, thanks very much for being witnesses.
Oh, happy day that fixed my choice.
Come, wait, okay?
Oh, Anne and my God, let cheerful anthems fill his house, while to the sacred soul I brought. Oh, happy day,
oh, happy day,
happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray,
watch and pray,
and live rejoice, sing every day. Oh, happy day,
oh, happy day,
when Jesus washed my sins away. Happy born that seals my vows to him who merits all my love. Let cheerful anthems fill his house, while to that sacred shrine I move. Happy day,
happy day.
Oh, when Jesus washed my sins away,
oh,
he taught me how to watch and pray, and live rejoice, sing every day.
Happy day,
happy day,
oh, happy day,
happy day, when Jesus
when
washed my sins away. 'Tis done, the great transaction's done. I am my Lord's, and he is mine.
He drew me in, I followed. Come to confess the voice divine. Happy day, oh happy day,
happy day
when Jesus
when he washed
my sins away.
Oh,
he taught me how to watch and pray,
watch and pray,
and live rejoice.
Oh,
when
he washed
my sins away.
Hallelujah,
oh, Hosanna, hallelujah,
oh,
Hosanna, hallelujah,
oh,
Hosanna, hallelujah,
oh,
Hosanna,
hallelujah,
Hosanna, hallelujah,
Hosanna,
hallelujah,
Hosanna,
hallelujah,
Hosanna. We are praising Him,
praising the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah, amen.
We are praising,
praising the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah, amen.
We are praising,
praising the Lord.
Hallelujah,
amen.
We are praising,
praising the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah,
Hosanna. Hallelujah,
Hosanna. Hosanna.
Hallelujah,
Hosanna.
Hosanna, hallelujah,
Hosanna,
hallelujah,
Hosanna,
hallelujah,
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
We are praising Him,
praising the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah,
we are praising Him,
praising the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
We are praising Him,
praising the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah, amen.
We are praising Him,
praising the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah, amen.
I've been delivered,
praise the Lord. I am delivered by His grace. All the bonds of sin are broken. I am delivered. Praise the Lord.
I've been delivered.
I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by His grace. All
the bonds
of sin are broken. I am delivered. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
there is a big change in me.
Big change.
Big change in me.
Oh,
I am so happy. I am so free. He took me out of bondage unto liberty. Oh, 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 big change in me.
There is a
big change in me. Big change in me. I am so happy. I am so free. He took me out of bondage unto liberty.
Oh, 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 oh.
My tent is no more pitched.
My tent is
no more pitched. Down there in Egypt's land, you'll see me no more there. I live in another land.
My tent is
no more pitched.
Found there in Egypt's land.
Start again, but yeah.
You see me no
more
there.
for I live in another land.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Oh, my tent is
no more pitched. Down there in Egypt's land, you see me no more there. For I live in another land. My tent is no more pitched. Down there in Egypt's land, you'll see me no more there. For I live in another land.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Yakanaka vangeri,
yakanaka,
yakanaka vangeri ashi,
rakanaka,
yakanaka vangeri,
rakanaka,
yakanaka vangeri ashi,
rakanaka.
Oh, chingurinda ku takuti rakanaka, chingurinda ku takuti rakanaka. Chingurinda kuza kuti rakanaka. Chingurinda kuza kuti rakanaka. Rinde moto vangeri.
Rinde moto.
Rinde moto vangeri ashe.
Rinde moto.
Rinde moto vangeri.
Rinde moto.
Rinde moto vangeri ashe.
Rinde moto.
Oh, chingurinda kuza kuti rinde moto. Chingurinda kuza kuti rinde moto. Chingurinda kuza kuti rinde moto. Fire, fire, vangeri.
Fire, fire.
Fire, fire, vangeri ashe.
Fire, fire.
Fire, fire, vangeri.
Fire, fire.
Fire, fire, vangeri ashe.
Fire, fire.
Hallelujah, vangeri.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, vangeri ashe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, vangeri.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, vangeri ashe.
Hallelujah.
Oh, chingurinda kuza kuti hallelujah. Chingurinda kuza kuti hallelujah. Chingurinda kuza kuti hallelujah. Chingurinda kuza kuti hallelujah.
I want to sing one more song. We'll ask Brother Francois to come and close for us after that. An announcement, saints, for New Year's Eve, Tuesday evening. We'll be starting at 7 o'clock. Let's be a burnt offering, saints. Let's come on time, please. Oh, friend. I'm so tired of seeing song worship start with only half the people. It shouldn't be, friends. If you are real, a burnt offering to Christ, we'll follow the order that is set for us. We'd want to really, really lay aside everything else as a sacrifice, our own ideas, our own time, our own programs, and we'll focus. 7 o'clock quiet time. Let's start singing 7:30, and let's enter into New Year by the grace of God. So let's be in prayer for it. 7 o'clock Tuesday. We'll then also have Friday service as normal. Nothing on Wednesday, but Friday service as normal, and we'll push on from there. So let's sing one more song. We ask Brother Francois to dismiss us. We do appreciate everybody today for coming. We'll meet you on Tuesday by the grace of God. And also to our brothers traveling to Africa, may the Lord grant him Godspeed and a bon voyage. Amen. Amen.
Any song?
Now's my time for consecration. You must be a change in me.
As the deep and inward hunger within my soul, God has promised in His word,
oh,
He'll make us whole. Well, it's time for it to happen. That huge portion of heaven
It will make and bring to pass that tremendous victory in the love divine.
Oh, I'm tired
of tramping on this mountain.
Oh,
I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking, a power that will bind the mumber up, the full ministry.
A power
that will bind the mumber up, the full ministry. Now's my time for consecration.
I must
see a change in me. I will enter my secret closet and close the door behind me. I will keep the feast of unleavened bread with truth and sincerity. For I'm expecting Jehovah Jireh, my Lord, to meet with me.
Oh, I'm tired
of trampling on this mountain.
Oh,
I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking, power that will bind that number up, the poor ministry.
Oh, power that will
bind that number up, the poor ministry. Lord, keep thy holy fire burning deep in my soul. Change me from glory unto glory till thy image you behold. Let's keep this holy convocation
till we become
a new creation. For it's the message in you and me that will bring to pass that tremendous victory. For I'm tired of trampling on this mountain.
Oh,
I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking, the power that will bind the mumber up, the poor ministry.
Oh, power that will
bind the mumber up, the poor ministry.
A power
that will bind the mumber up, the poor ministry.
Let's bow our heads.
Amen.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Heaven is rejoicing.
Amen.
And the earth also has to rejoice.
Amen.
Because of the fulfillment of thy word, Father.
Amen.
Father, there is no greater day like this day, Father.
Amen.
A morning of the resurrection.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Something has happened, Father.
Amen.
In the life of thy children, Father.
Amen.
We thank you so much for the baptism service, Father.
Amen.
And we know that is a resurrection because the Amen. Scripture says, we all were died in sin and trespassed, but God, who is rich in mercy,
yes, Lord,
has made a reconciliation to us
Amen.
Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Father, how glad are we this morning to see these things being fulfilled, Father.
Amen.
And most of all, Father, inside of our life, Father,
Amen.
We want to have a consecrated life,
yes, Lord,
a life that is closed and shut up from all things of this world, Father.
Amen. Yes,
and
Lord.
Dedicate ourselves as a living sacrifice
yes,
unto
Lord.
Thee, Father.
Amen.
Giving praise and the honor unto Thee. For ourselves, we can't do it, Father.
Yes, Lord.
As the pastor preached it to Father, amen. You met the provision
yes.
before the need could be present, Father.
Amen.
And
amen.
We see the scripture says the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world.
Yes, Lord.
Before even we put our foot in this earth, Father,
amen.
You provide something
amen.
For the future need.
Yes,
how
Lord.
Grateful
Hallelujah.
We are to have a God like our dear Father. We thank you so much, Father. And we ask you, Father, that decision that our sister was taking, Father,
yes, Lord.
To determine where she's going to spend eternity, Father.
Oh, Lord.
And she has made the choice, Father,
amen.
To walk with thee, Father.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We know that the hell will be against her.
Amen.
But the one that is in us is more than the one that is in the world,
yes,
Father.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We consecrate the life of our sister at thy hand, Father.
Amen.
That you shall walk with her.
Amen.
You, the one who started this walk, you will bring it until the end, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Because the prophet tell us you never make a half believer, Father.
Amen.
You make someone to be a full believer.
Amen.
And we believe
Amen.
In that, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
Amen.
The word was preached, Father. No man could lift up his hand, says that I wasn't touched by the word, Father.
Amen. Yes.
Father, we humble ourselves
Amen.
This afternoon before thee,
yes,
Father,
yes,
to ask you, Father, that where we have felt thee, Father,
Amen.
Where we have felt thy word, Father,
yes,
where
Lord.
We have felt one another, Father,
Amen.
That you shall forgive us, Father.
Please, Lord.
You know the desire that is in each of us' heart,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We desire a closer and a deeper walk with you,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Many times the flesh betray us, Father.
Amen.
But when you look us to us, Father, you look to us beyond the flesh, Father. You
Amen.
Look to us in the seed that yourself alone
yes,
has planted inside of our heart, Father.
Yes,
that's why we ask you that you shall revive that seed, Father.
Amen.
That the year that is still lay ahead us, that is starting this year, Father,
yes, Lord.
That something special should
yes,
happen
Lord.
In each of us' life,
Amen.
Father. That we shall
yes,
never
Lord.
Be the same anymore, Father.
Amen.
That this
yes,
word,
Lord,
Father,
yes,
that you have sent to us, Father, the revealed word in the
Amen.
Evening time, Father. Let this word become flesh
yes.
inside of our life,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
That we
yes,
shall be
yes,
able
Lord.
To produce the
Amen.
Fruit of the Spirit,
yes,
Father.
Lord,
and
yes,
we
Lord.
So much believe, Father, that this word has the power of transformation, Father.
Yes,
that has transformed many of our life, Father.
Amen.
If we could look to ourselves, we are witness, Father.
Amen.
Because we are not what we used to be, Father.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Have done something special in life, in our life, Father. Some
yes.
of us used to sleep in pub and in different places, Father.
Yes, Lord.
But you have changed that nature inside
Amen.
Of us, Father. And we believe that the blood never loses its power.
Amen.
And the same blood that was shed in Calvary
yes.
has the same power this afternoon, Father.
Amen.
And we ask you, Father, if there's any need, physically speaking, Father,
yes, Lord.
Father, we commit all them at thy hand,
yes,
Father,
Jesus.
Because your word says, by your stripe, we are healed, Father.
Amen.
And the prophet says, when
Amen.
You heal someone, spiritual speaking and physically, you heal also the body, Father.
Amen.
And you have already healed us, spiritual speaking, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Let that portion of the word of the body be manifest inside of us, Father.
Amen.
Father, let the word that was preached never depart from our heart, Father.
Amen.
That the day that is ahead us, Father,
yes.
we shall meditate it upon them, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Because we want these things to become flesh inside of our life, Father.
Amen.
And not by our own power, is by thy power, Father.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We believe that you will make us true, Father.
Amen.
Father, we commit all the remaining of the this year at thy hand.
Amen.
The few days that remain before us, Father, we commit them at thy hand, that you shall
yes,
protect
Lord.
Us, that in New Year Eve, when we gather here, Father, we shall give sing
Hallelujah.
Items, we shall
Amen.
Give praise and glory unto thee,
yes,
because
Lord.
You have kept us safe, Father.
Amen.
Even we just consider just the life, Father, the health that you are giving to us
yes.
is something to glorify thy name,
Amen.
Father. Because many people are
yes,
in
Lord.
Different places, hospital, in jail, in different
yes.
places, Father.
Amen.
But you have keep us all the year,
yes,
Father.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We are present this morning, Father.
Amen.
And to take you, it's something, Father, we should not light, we look at light eyes, Father.
Amen.
Because we can remember a few days, Father, a few weeks, our brother and sister in Philippines, Father,
Amen.
They went through a serious storm.
Yes, Lord.
But here we are in peace, Father.
Amen.
We want you to thank you for all these kind
yes,
of things,
Lord.
Father.
Yes.
There's many things ahead that you have
yes.
stored for our goodness,
Father, we don't see them yet, but we believe that there is something good at the end of the road.
Amen.
Father, we ask you that you shall fill us all
Amen.
With thy agape love, Father.
Praise Lord,
and
Lord.
Fill us all with thy Holy Spirit, Father.
Yes,
that we might walk in that way,
Amen.
Father, of
Amen.
Elohim. That way of divine love, Father.
Amen.
That the divine love become our portion, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us, Father, not by multiplying the weight that you're going to answer to my prayer, Father.
Yes.
But putting my faith together with the faith of this congregation,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
We ask you that you shall, your kingdom shall be established in each of our heart, Father.
Please, Lord.
That when the world will see us, they may see Christ inside of us, and that we shall be able to reflect the life of the gospel, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That we shall be able to live like the disciple, Father. That
Amen.
We shall be able to manifest thy power, Father.
Please, Lord.
Because the prophet says, the scripture come, the gospel come, with the demonstration of the power of the Lord Jesus
yes,
Christ,
Lord.
Father.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
want
Lord.
To see that full demonstration of
Amen.
Your power inside of our life, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father. Your servant has labored for your kingdom, Father.
Amen.
And the virtue has gone out of
Please.
His body, Father.
Amen.
We ask you that you shall restore
Amen.
Virtue unto
Amen.
Him,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
That the next time when he stand here, Father, the heaven shall be open again, Father.
Amen.
And we shall receive something. That
yes,
this
Lord.
Place never been yes, a place Lord. Of habit, Father. That we come here, we gather, Father. That something each time when we come should build us to perfection, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That you shall say something, Father, that will change our inner life, Father.
Amen.
That
yes,
we
Lord.
Surrender everything at thy hand, all the requests
Amen.
That are unspoken one, Father.
Yes.
Because our presence here means something, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We are all of us needy people, Father. And we look at our sister, Father.
Amen.
She has made the things right with thee, Father.
Amen.
And nobody has something to hold against her, Father. Because we know, Father, you the Lord that forgive even the iniquity of thy people,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And Father, we ask you that you shall sustain her this moment, Father.
Amen.
That you shall be with her, Father. Because in many ways, the devil will come with many minds, many thoughts, Father. But we commit her at thy hand, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That you shall bless her and take control of her life. And everything in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless saints. Just one thing. Brother George Martin was in touch and yesterday. He was sending greetings to the saints.
Amen.
So God bless you. Amen.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead and he every knee, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jehovah is Lord. Oh, he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is